After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind. So we'll hear about that coming up.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Welcome to Costco.
I love you.
Ah, crap. Impressive.
Hijinks and Sue podcast, episode 51, in the Hijinks and Sue studio today. Myself, Joel, from hijinksandsue.com.
Hi, Joel.
Geek webcomic. To my... to my diagonal ways. Denise! Say hello.
Hey.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Annyeong.
Annyeong.
Sitting directly across from me. Annyeong.
Hey, asshole! You guys suck!
And Josh. And...
Wait, what? Oh.
El Viejo, Eli.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Chooses not to say hello.
Right. I have the only good thing that ever happened, or the only good thing that's going to come out of X-Men is Mutant Barry. I think Alex is right.
You mean Wolverine.
What is that?
No. Or it's, Wolverine.
The Wolverine movie?
It's Wolverine juice.
This is a tie-in beverage.
It's juiced Wolverine
balls. It's Mutant Barry icy.
It gives you a healing factor.
It tastes,
but it only works on your balls,
and it makes you blue.
Denise described it really well. It tastes like only the good flavors of a
Starburst.
No, not Starburst.
Yes,
Lifesavers.
Oh, Lifesavers. Yeah, that's right. Lifesavers.
Like only the good flavors in liquid form.
This week on Hijinks and Sue, we're going to be talking about
Delish.
Several stories involving penises, which
what?
Is so funny. Just a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's why you waited for me to get here.
A bunch of stuff happened.
It's funny because that's all we talked about at dinner too,
yes. Penis related.
That's not fair. I don't have one of those.
The Pirate Bay verdict is in.
Boo.
More zombie adaptations. TV, what's going on with Dollhouse and Terminator? What's going on with Battlestar? There's actually things happening that you can check out, and we'll talk about that later. And movie-wise, I'm sure we all saw the Harry Potter trailer that came out today. We'll also be talking briefly about Observe and Report, and then we will do your mail sack questions, which there's just a ton. So we'll be doing all of those. And this episode of Hijinks and Sue is brought to you by our very first sponsor, the good people at Infinistorm, who are providing bandwidth for the Hijinks and Sue website and podcast. They are doing the server, taking care of the server needs for
Sweet.
Hijinks and Sue. And we're going to go, let me just double check my link here. That I'm going to tell you all to go to infinistorm.com/hijinks is where you can go to learn more about their company. Basically what they do, first of all, they're starting offering a new service and catering specifically to Hijinks and Sue listeners and readers. They're offering virtual private server hosting. Basically it's dedicated hosting in a virtual Linux environment. And it's about as good as you can get before you buy your own $400 monthly server. So check that out if you need, hosting for your website. Also look at their service FileHurricane, FileHurricane.com, which is a free image and video posting website. You can tag your videos, tag your photos, share them in 1,000 different ways, and it doesn't have the restrictions that some of these other sites like... the ones that are always dead when you look at the links. What are those shitty ones? Like, the image posting sites that everybody uses, where every time you go to a link from Dig, they're dead.
GeoCities.
No. Alta Vista. No.
Hotbot.
Lycos.
What are we?
They also do.
Netscape.
They also do web development in a .NET environment.
Prodigy? What are we doing now?
So check out infinistorm.com/hijinks to learn about the special offers for Hijinks and Sue listeners and readers. And we thank them for their support.
Thank you.
And their tasty, warm, cozy server space.
And hummus.
Tripod. Who are... Photo Bucket! Yes, Christine, that's who I was talking about. Photo Bucket. And Image Shack.
Windows 98.
They're the ones that die after like 100 people look at the image. That won't happen with File Hurricane.
Nope.
man, this hummus is good.
Man, I need a hurricane sound now every time we, like, our sponsor.
Maybe a fire cane sound would be good.
I forgot about that. God. Why do you even still remember that?
That's all
it's
I got.
It's not a storm. That's not.
It's all it's a storm in the water. Joel.
There's nothing up there.
Everything funny I ever said. There's like four things.
It's just
here.
Italian
There's
food up there.
What did all the bacon grease like finally?
Oh Jesus Christ!
Melt what? Oh.
Melt away. So now you can reach the brain activity.
It's in cube form, floating around inside Josh.
So listen, every week, it seems we have a story that relates to some sort of decapitation or, you know, guy eating his girlfriend or like you know, barbecuing people. It just happens. I don't know. I don't cause this shit. I don't. That I just find it's the internet thrusted at my eyeballs.
Oh,
and I,
oh God!
Wow.
Why are you accepting?
You were skull fucked by the internet.
Yeah. Well, essentially, yeah.
Don't,
always.
Don't be doing that.
So, this week, when looking for links for the show, I found not one, not two, but three penis stories, all involving penises getting bitten off.
The dude abides.
And they escalate in nature. So number one, I don't even really want to go to the link. I mean, just the headlines are enough. Number one, man bites off own penis.
Well, that's
wait.
Just...
How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, he's flexible. So the paramedics find the guy, and he's bitten off the tip of his penis.
Did he say why?
Oh, okay. Just the tip.
Just the tip. All
right.
Just the tip.
Okay.
Fine. Out of
which
curiosity,
proves why
sake,
that design would work.
Out of
what he won't
if there's
bite
blood on the iceberg
from the
gosh, you're giving away trade secrets. Be quiet.
Trade secrets.
Hmm. The link's not loading. I guess so many people want to know about it.
Oh wait, what the penis?
Yeah, the man bites off the tip of his own penis. Oh, here it comes. Damien Iriarte, 26, was picked up naked behind a building in Brooklyn with a bleeding penis.
The fuck?
And that's not unusual. You know, a cop in Brooklyn sees another
sure
bleeding dick guy. Throw him in the truck.
Sure.
Apparently, he bit off the tip truck of his own dick. He's a convicted pedophile.
Okay.
And they say it was not the work of a sane mind. I don't know.
Really? No.
I don't know. An argument could be made. Number two, a friend bites off a man's penis and swallows it.
Well, that's not a friend if he
what
does that.
Well, he was before he started.
Cock sandwich!
A man who was rushed to the hospital after telling doctors how his best friend bit off his penis and swallowed it. Marian Milzarek, 53, from Lesna in southwest Poland, was attacked following a row. What's a row in Poland? What does that mean? Is a row like a...
I believe that's a...
Like a
how
fight?
How is it spelled?
I think it's
R-O-W.
Sandwich with a light butter.
Like a fight, no, you mean? Like
no,
how they say
he was
in
a row. Like they're saying that's like a type of place in Poland.
No, that means they were in a fight.
In a fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Crazy
so
English.
What point during your fight club are you like, I want you to bite me in the penis as hard as you can? At some point you have to get your pants off during the fight.
Yeah, seriously. What?
Yeah, that's all.
Unless you're wearing like
long.
No, unless you're wearing like sweats.
Oh, or maybe they were worse. Maybe it was like a wrestling singlet,
or, yeah,
that
like,
was really form-fitted and it was just
singlet
there. You know?
Or you know how they used to do in Greece where they would wrestle naked.
That is true.
Yeah. We're going to fight. We're throwing down. Clothes off. Traditional
bum,
rules.
No.
I'm so angry at you, I'm going to bite off your penis and swallow it.
The naked part of that fight scene is on the DVD.
Right.
It's too hot for TV.
Too hot for TV.
I have to imagine that when Shatner we're fighting and I bite off your penis,
Nimoy,
that I couldn't swallow it.
Why wouldn't you?
Thereafter.
See, I bet
not
they were.
Not without like some hot sauce.
No.
No, it's going to need
but
something to.
When you're fighting and the adrenaline's going and you're in the moment, you know, sometimes shit happens.
No, dude, even when I've been in.
You
fights,
had to try really hard to say fighting right there.
Yeah. Even when I've been like.
Yeah, I had.
You had to.
I had to say it mentally in my head like seven times just to make sure.
Inject the word fighting into that sentence. Otherwise, I'd be like, just when you're in the moment and adrenaline's going.
Even
just bite off a guy's dick. And you're like, oh, sorry, bro.
Even when I.
Gulp.
Bro hams.
Yeah.
Gulp.
Even when I've been in fights, at no point was I like, man, I really wish I had a steak right now while I'm fighting.
How about a hot dog?
Or, yeah, exactly.
So is it like when your dog swallows your keys,
next
they take
time
you to the doctor, and he's like, 12 hours, it's going to pass. You just got to wait. Here, sift through his leaving.
Oh, that's so much worse than everything else you said.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there, yep.
Yeah, that's
oh, that
just got to poop into a bag, and then sift through it and find the dick. And then you cannot reattach it.
Define the member in question. And,
God, man.
The last member one, in question.
But here's the deal. The last one's
what
the
if there was more than one?
Wait, is that even reattachable, though?
After being swallowed,
no,
I doubt it.
No, no, if you say, for example,
if
it was
not bitten, which means it's going to be really nasty, jagged edge, probably not.
I bet they could
so
put it on. I bet there's a really big possibility that blood wouldn't flow right or that it would never work.
Or
again,
it would be infected,
yeah,
right? Probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that's what antibiotics are for.
There's bajillion germs in human beings' mouth.
Well, especially yeah in gay mouths. So, you mean,
he said
no
it. I didn't.
No one said they were gay.
He said
no
it.
One said they were gay. They were just fighting. They were friends.
That's an interesting kind of fighting.
I read that in between the lines.
Hey, you want to arm wrestle?
You want a dick cobble? Yeah. Maybe that's how they arm wrestle in Poland. They lay like 69, they put a dick in each other's mouth, and whoever bites clean through first wins.
it's like
Indian
leg wrestling, yeah, but yeah, it's like
but
dick wrestling.
Polish.
Make chomp.
Polish dick gargling.
Dick, I don't know.
Gargling.
Dick gobbling.
It's tickling the back of my throat.
That's an offensive maneuver. You try and choke. You try and choke the other guy.
That's a penalty.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know,
you get a yellow.
Flex. You flex really hard, yeah, and you know,
you get a yellow card for that. So the last one's the best one.
Oh wait, raccoon, I forgot. We still have one more.
Raccoon bites off man's
oh
penis
no
after attempted rape. It doesn't say who was raping whom.
I was gonna say.
I'm gonna guess the dude was raping.
I don't
the
know
coon.
The guy's like in a park. He's like sleeping in a park, and the raccoon's like. rapes the shit out of him and then bites his dick off and leaves.
It just runs off like the money's on the dresser and leaves.
Number one. Okay, this is all right. First, I got good news and bad news. That's both bad. First thing is my dick is bitten off. Second thing, I was raped by a raccoon. One of those, I think, is killing me worse than the other. I'm not sure. Listen,
I think that's how you become a never nude.
Can you play the news sound, Eli? Do you have that? This just in, raccoons, fun-loving pets, or penis-gargling monsters. News at 11.
I know, at 11.
Are your children safe?
Play it again. Just give me one more of those. Raping raccoons is all the rage in high schools these days, but is it leading your children to danger? Also, text raping raccoons with text messages is also...
All right. No.
Okay,
that's all right.
That one didn't work too well.
No.
I don't know where it's going.
Cancel out.
But man, what?
Yeah, look, this should be rule two. Rule one is like, don't rape anybody. Rule two is don't rape raccoons. Because it ain't going to go out
specifically,
well. Consensual sex with raccoons.
Right,
maybe
no.
Maybe it wouldn't be so bad.
Why would you even do that?
If you were in love?
No. If you strip naked first, but then the raccoon approaches you.
Right. You've smeared peanut butter all over your cock and balls, and he seems interested.
Sure. You know, he wanted it.
Yeah. And if he's laying in sort of a prone position with his raccoon legs spread
like
out.
Like his tail up in the air?
Do they have like a unihole like a lot of animals do?
A cloaca? A cloaca?
Do they have like a cloaca?
I think that's birds.
I don't think so. Yeah,
buddy.
Those are reptiles and birds.
Okay,
that's a
ooh, mammal. What if it was a man raccoon?
A man
raccoon? What if he anally raped a raccoon?
What if it was a trainee?
Like a raccoon dressed up like a girl raccoon?
Like a Bugs Bunny?
It was like a...
He was trying to fool a hunter?
Yeah, or a skunk.
Hi, boys!
Man, why would you do that, though? Don't raccoons have rabies?
Sure.
Yes, every raccoon has rabies.
Well, I'm just saying, why would why
or
would
raccoon
you,
AIDS?
Why would you chance it?
Are you really trying to logic out why you might rape a raccoon?
Yeah,
I don't
really
know.
It's
I don't know.
Shut up.
So in sad geek news, everyone can eat the four Pirate Bay founders and their financier have been found guilty, sentenced to a year in prison each and around almost $4 million in fines.
Better luck next time.
What's hilarious about this to me is the fines are for 33 works that the record companies and movie studios were tracking. Only 33. This is why they're going to jail. And that's why the penalty's not higher. It's like 25 movies and a handful of songs or CDs.
Wow.
That they've been paying close attention to.
Oh.
And so they're like, you owe us $4 million for that. And I'm like, bro, if you really want to get all up in it, they owe you a lot more. I mean, if you're...
Billions.
If you're saying they owe you for all the piracy that's happened on the Pirate Bay, which they shouldn't, but if you're saying that, then it's a lot more than $4
million. So $4 million each or collectively?
I think it was total as a group, but I'm not 100% certain on that. There's a link to the thing there.
But, you know, Pirate Bay is still with us.
What's funny, yeah, for, number one, you can't shut down the Pirate Bay because the servers are distributed so wide across the world that it doesn't matter who they threaten with jail time, it's not going to go down.
Pirate Bay is Cyberdyne at this point. Like, yeah,
it's installed
it,
in
it
every
will
system.
Become self-aware.
Yeah. It has already. This might piss it off.
Right. The first Terminator is actually just retribution for...
Somewhere in the world, a pasty geek just appeared in a ball of lightning. Just stood up naked. I need your pocket protector.
No.
And your broken glasses. And your Unix server. And your torrent trackers.
You got nothing?
No, I'm just trying to picture that guy in my head.
Of course you are.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pretty hot, right?
I think, obviously, this is just kind of a appeasement issue. I mean, I can't really say that they were 100% in the right, but certainly didn't want them to go down.
Sure.
It's fine.
Josh, as the pirate captain among all of us, do you have anything to say about this?
The only thing I have to say about that is that I now have 18 megabit fiber to my apartment. I can download more than I ever have before.
You.
Have you tested your download speeds?
Yes, I have.
Is it 18?
Yes.
Wow.
I can sustain it.
But from where?
Well, the thing is that I can't download enough to sustain it for more than a few minutes. Right. Because it's so fast.
Frozen.
Did we just die?
I think so.
God damn it.
That's the powers that be, not wanting us to talk about piracy.
I love these technical difficulty moments. Nice. I need to make this my ringtone again. It always made me happy when someone called me.
That's great.
I really like the extended version.
Because it's like 18 minutes long.
It's like 2.5, or it's 2:40.
Whatever.
I'd imagine some fat ass dude has to be running from the highest aisle.
Right.
They're like, Leonard, you're up on the Price is Right.
Well, it's like it's somebody's great-grandfather in one of those little, like, push-cart things with the batteries low.
Like in a Rascal? They have to
get
him out?
Yes.
Really
yes.
Fat?
And then they have to, like, switch him from that to the walker, and then he has to, like, walk down those steps.
Right. And I could just see them standing on stage while this part of the song is going. They're like, fuck. Dude, seriously, we're going to go to commercial here pretty soon.
Bob's up front giving the, like, spinning
just have Fatty
like,
do it from down there.
Yeah. Just, you know, shout your bit out from the aisle is cool.
Are we back?
$1, Bob. You know, Joel, maybe you should get the 18 megabits of download.
Can't. Certainly would. Certainly would.
But yeah, that does translate to, in real world terms, 2 megabytes per second download sustained. It's beautiful.
That's nice.
Kind of makes my nipples hard.
Yeah, we're back now.
Wait, what?
That was actually Cam Twist that died, not... If y'all see this... Hey, if you see this go blank, just nudge it, because when this dies, I think Cam Twist dies eventually.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, what's... Oh, never mind.
You motherfucking cocksucker.
Yeah, they don't have anything like that out here.
It's not necessary.
I can't even get anything better than DSL, which is why we always go down, usually. But happy for you. So when are we going to see your new apartment, Josh? You ever going to invite anybody over?
Movie night this weekend? I don't know. Can you...
This weekend as in right now?
As in like tomorrow? I don't know. Can you get out of the house?
Tomorrow we're free from like the afternoon till about 7. That's really it. So if you wanted to do like an afternoon thing, I could. But I can't do a nighttime thing.
Yeah. Worth a shot.
Unfortunately. Whatever.
Well, see you later.
So then, we talked about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and Brains a few times. Now, the internet is working on the Zombie Bible.
The what?
Zombie Bible. Taking the Bible and injecting zombies in places where it would be appropriate.
Oh, interesting. I could get behind
which
that.
Which I can't think there's anywhere it wouldn't be appropriate. Right. First well, of all, the whole main,
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole like, main thing's about it.
That's like the whole second half of the
yeah, the whole, sec- the whole
the whole second
third
half.
Act, basically. Or the,
is third ode act. To
it's the second act, I guess.
The biggest zombie of them all.
Yeah, it's number one zombie of all time. So, capitalizing for the world's hunger for all things that hunger for brains, website Stink, S-T-I-N-Q-U-E, Stink U, Stink.
Wow.
It's has created
stink, but fancy.
The Stink Zombie Bible, a new open source project that allows anyone to improve the King James Bible by adding one thing that it certainly didn't already have zombies. I think, like, again, I argue that it does.
Well, there was also like Lazarus. I mean,
zombie.
Oh, that's a good yeah. point. Shit.
It's got to be more.
So this is some excerpts from
Where's
Exodus.
That lady who was really old?
Exodus 1:7.
Rachel?
And Joseph.
Rachel?
And Joseph died.
She had a baby.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know.
Talking about Ruth?
Ruth, maybe Ruth. Maybe Ruth.
Maybe Ruth or baby
Ruth?
Shut up.
So here's an excerpt from their version of Exodus. And Joseph died because a zombie got a hold of him and tore out his liver. Then he rose again to chase and eat all of his brethren. And all that generation until somebody wised up and smashed his head with some stale matzah.
What the fuck?
I don't remember that part.
Well,
brilliant! You didn't go into enough Sunday school.
I've got to read this book
you
all
remember
over
that
again.
From Sunday school.
I must have missed that.
And
the children of Israel. I may have been sleeping in the back.
That's how Eli learned
that
it.
Part.
And the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. He was a zombie king, which is just about the coolest thing ever up to that point. Seriously, how
nice.
Cool is that?
Thank you, Jesus!
I would vote a zombie.
This would have helped my...
Would you go to zombie church?
I might.
Zombie church.
Zombie church, yeah.
I had a dream about church last night. That was weird.
Why?
Whatever. I don't fucking
find
out.
Is it as scary as zombies?
No.
That would have been zombie.
That doesn't
cool.
make sense.
next thing on internet, on This Week in Internet, which I really like here, is that the House has passed a bill too gross to talk about. The bill basically, it's H.R. 2478. This is basically what I want to call the Multiple MIGS Act.
Oh, no.
That makes it illegal to throw sperm at people.
No! I heard about that.
Wait. Is it illegal if they still wanted it?
Is it illegal? is it illegal if you can smell their cunt?
This is
because
well, that
seems
like
probable cause.
That should be.
That probable. Seems like probable.
Well,
motive.
She was asking for yeah, it. I mean, you could smell it.
No.
She was throwing her scent my way. I threw mine to hers.
I think they want
the end. Case closed.
Is it not saying on there? But I think they wanted to pass this because they wanted it to be a federal. Like, not just...
The proposed law that nobody wants to talk about would make it a second-degree sex abuse crime to propel
a
dangerous substance at another person, the substance being semen or other bodily fluid flung out of sexual desire.
Wow. Now, what if it's just, I don't like that person? Because that's not sexual desire.
No, it's not sexual desire. There's animosity.
Well, why would you...
And
it's just a projectile weapon.
Right. Well, you know, maybe you didn't have any rocks.
Class C misdemeanor at the most.
Yeah, no.
But if you hate them,
$500 fine.
Yeah,
classy misdemeanor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think.
But you can't.
You can prove it was premeditated if it was semen, though.
That's true. Depends on how long it takes.
Even if it was only premeditated by
no,
like 2 minutes.
I keep it in my pocket at all times
because you never know.
You never know. Keep
right.
a jar.
The guy was a douche.
I didn't make this fresh.
Oh.
I just keep it.
It's,
it wasn't even mine.
I was holding it for a friend.
Yeah.
That's true.
The crime lab can
so wait,
test
so after
it.
This passes, the cop's going to be planting semen on people like in crime scenes? Like,
little vials?
Yeah, they accidentally shoot a guy that was breaking and entering. They're like, oh shit, jack off on his face.
So
they had weapons.
Right.
Just like on crime scene. Scene
of
the crime.
Oh god.
Scene
of crime. God damn it.
What show was that?
I still, this doesn't say...
What did Officer Miggs say to you?
It says nothing about if the person wanted it or not, though. And that
That's
bothers
true.
Me.
If it was a request, is
that
it still
bothers
a class,
me.
Is a sex crime?
I don't... Why is this...
Did you see 30 Rock?
I haven't seen it this week's
oh,
yet.
Oh, God.
I don't think... What was the... Give me a
Where
non-spoiler.
Liz is a workplace sex criminal.
No, I have... Oh,
what?
God. No, I haven't seen
they
this
have
week's.
New. They have new... new restrictions for sexual harassment, like new guidelines. And Kenneth wants to read them because it's rules and he likes rules, but then he doesn't read them because Meredith Vieira told him not to fill his pretty head full of such things. Okay. But yeah, Liz, they never say what she did, but she gets a, when she finally goes through like training or whatever, she gets a certificate to put on her door that says Elizabeth Lemon is no longer a workplace sex criminal.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I should get one of those for the office.
Oh, I'm Lizzing.
You're Lizzing? Yeah. Okay, now see, that was funny.
Rape is coming through.
Don't get raped. Beep. Beep. I want a sandwich board that says that.
Whatever. So listen, if someone asked you to throw sperm at them, I think it's cool. I think you're cool.
No,
if
see,
you met up on Craigslist, like for that specific purpose implied.
Right.
I don't think it's a sex felony. But if you're running around willy nilly throwing jack off at people because you're super excited sexually. Oh, hey Donald. Oh. I was trying to do Daffy, but it turned into Mickey. When he would hop up and down.
Oh my god.
Just imagine him like squirting.
Stop
duck
it.
Juice,
dude,
everywhere.
Duck juice? Duck juice?
What the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. It's duck sauce.
That's fucking terrible.
I think that was on Iron Chef one week. Where they.
Oh, secret ingredient! Duck sauce!
And like when they pull the cover off, it's just Daffy sitting there like.
Furiously jacking off into a bowl. I bet the guys at Infinistorm feel great about this sponsorship.
I could see
Duckism, that's funny.
I could see Elton Brown going like, I really think they should have done that before they ripped the cover off.
We were watching the Iron Chef America this week, and it was like, Battle Apples! And my wife's like, that's not exciting or weird at all. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not shark face. That's just fucking apples.
Shark face. Oh,
they
I don't
do
watch
not get all
yeah,
that creative.
Yeah, I know. I missed the Japanese one, man. Those were the good ones.
Raped shark testicles? Like, wait, raped? Like, you're qualifying it saying the shark was raped before it was cooked? Raped the shark?
If memory serves me correct, raped shark testicles is very... a very exquisite food of the
and
farm.
They do have a cloaca.
Yeah,
right. Wait, yeah.
I think their junks come up out of their buttholes.
I don't think they're their buttholes.
I don't know
but
that's how that works.
They have one hole. I'm pretty sure.
Do they? I don't know.
I don't really watch.
Well, Denise, you've eaten them to extinction, so
right.
You should be most familiar
what
with their
the
anatomy.
Texture of shark face?
Not me personally.
It seems like it would be leathery and kind of sandpapery.
Right.
I have no idea.
I will eat your babies, bitch.
Shark babies.
Have done that.
Well, ducks, sure. Hey, so you've actually had the whole duck. So technically, you've eaten duck sperm too.
Sure.
I mean, if you eat a whole live baby duck.
I
wasn't live.
I've
it
only
wasn't
ever eaten
kicking around, running around, and I just gobbled it up.
It was like, you're like, catch it! Catch it with a hammer!
Wow. That's not catching.
It's what they call
oh,
catching.
Oh, right. That's okay.
It's a cultural divide. Right. You have to make these distinctions.
I'm here for the gangbang.
It's pigeon English.
You eat pigeons, too? So... Are we still talking about throwing your ball juice around? Don't do it.
I can smell your scent.
How has that become like such a problem that they had to pass that law?
Look, I can't go outside. I got to bring an umbrella with me everywhere I go.
It probably happened to like the uncle of the cousin of some fucking douchebag in Washington. Yeah. And he rose a big stink about it. And nobody wants to say like, we shouldn't make that law because it's dumb.
Multiple Migs uncle is a senator.
Right.
And he's trying to keep it hush hush. Like he doesn't want this to get around.
Keep it on the hush.
Sure.
Don't say nothing. Apparently nobody else
what
in the
did
room
Multiple Migs say to you, Clarice? Likes, he should have desired me sexually and then he threw sperm in my face, Dr. Lecter.
Oh, he beat me to it.
So yeah, if you're going to throw jism at people, do it out of anger and you should be fine.
Or love.
Or love.
Love or anger.
Love.
The two things that really make the world go
That's
around.
True.
Love and hatred and throwing sperm.
Because
three things.
Nothing really says love like that.
Mm-mm. No, nothing does. Absolutely
literally.
Nothing does. I love you.
Spider-Man.
Wow. Come on.
Sorry,
come on.
That's funny because I was just watching Jurassic Park and I was reminded of the... of what's
the
face?
Dinosaur?
The Dilophosaur spitting him in the face. Yeah. The Nedry.
No wonder you guys are extinct.
So,
that's exactly how it is.
And he's like, this tastes like shark cum! Oh, I was on Iron Chef! I was a judge one time on Iron Chef! Oh, God, this is horrible!
Jerry! Jerry!
Jerry!
Okay, aw.
Hello, Nedry. So,
what is that guy's name? Wayne Knight? That fatty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do I know that?
Fatty in question. I knew enough of it to confirm it. Last thing in general geekery / this week in internet. Eli, you went down to the bay, the harbor, here in Dallas.
The what?
Because Dallas is a port city, despite being landlocked. And took pictures of people exercising their democratic right to make silly signs and dress up like douchebags, right?
Don't forget being racist.
Right. And racism.
Yeah. Oh,
that and was, also ignorance.
That was the best part. Well, I'm not going to get into the big political debate. I was down there for a job. They wanted photos of the people that were down there.
Participating in a Dallas teabag party.
Right. Which, according to all reports everywhere, if you read, it was a bipartisan get together to show their displeasure at, you know, the government currently.
Sure, right.
So read us some of the... Now, these are the people...
It's a bunch of ignorant people.
These are the people that were extremely happy...
Not to get political.
Extremely happy 6 weeks ago with the government.
Right, and now...
And now they really don't like the government. The government that we've made in the last 6 weeks.
Bailouts plus debt equals fiscal child abuse.
That's one of the signs that you took a picture of.
One of the things that was said while I was there, which I made a Twitter post about it, was... Yes, we are racists because we're all a part of the human race.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And like the group quickly like roared into large applause, and I was
like yay, we're racist. Yay!
And I was like, what is going on?
My favorite sign that I saw from this whole debacle was somebody had taken like a moving box and like torn off, you know, like a square from one side of it and written on the big corrugated cardboard said, "This sign is the brownest thing in this whole city block."
Shut up.
Wow. And I was like, yeah, wait, I don't know if you're kidding or not, but it's funny either way.
Wow.
That's
I don't know.
So what else do you have on your sign list there?
There's a couple good ones.
Keep your change. One of them said, "Don't blame me, I voted for Huckabee."
Mm. She did look like someone that voted for Huckabee, too.
Ron Paul was right.
That's one of the funny ones.
Oh, I'm here to bring you good, not really good news, but funny news.
Wait, hang on. There's more signs.
I don't know. This is related, though. It's all part of it.
Keep your guns and your dollars. Send Obama the change.
That means shoot the president, right, in case anyone's not paying attention.
Right.
Yeah.
But whatever.
The colonel would like everyone to know that he fully supports the teabagging.
Oh. I thought
you would want to know.
I support it.
There was a lot of uproar over, like,
sometimes your balls get dry.
Well, yeah,
there's a lot of that over
talc
teabagging and
helps.
Or yeah, that Mr. Scholl's powder stuff.
Doctor Gold Bond medicated.
Gold Bond, there you go.
That's foot powder, Dr. Scholl's.
Probably not.
I don't know. Some powder, any powder.
Gold Bond burns. Maybe. Don't put it nowhere near your balls.
Maybe baby powder.
Do you have a story, Joel?
I know how much it burns on the rest of my body, and I know how my balls are at least 10 times as sensitive as my thigh.
Maybe
that's
to make it numb before someone's going to try to bite the hell out of it.
Right.
Like a raccoon. Oh, that's pretty great for a raccoon.
Yeah.
You just grease up with powder.
Did that happen at the tea party, too?
Were there any raccoons?
I can't say
that. Did they look dangerous? Did they look hungry?
I can't say that I saw raccoons, but...
I strongly recommend anybody
who wants
more... Of
course you didn't see it. Never mind. I can't say that on the air.
Anyone who wants any teabagging goodness to check out the Daily Show's website and see the coverage from, I believe it was last night's show or the night before.
I haven't seen Daily Show in forever, but how much did his head probably explode?
Oh, good. And, oh, my God. It was just crazy. First of all, they sent John Oliver... To go talk to teabaggers, and his whole position was that you really have no idea what you're angry about because I'm English, and what we did to you motherfuckers for the real Boston Tea Party was fucking awesome, and we did it to the rest of the world, and you don't know suffering until you've suffered under English rule. And like, so everybody he's interviewing, he's like, I'm just
I'm so pissed off that you're so indignant about, you know, oh, taxation without representation. Oh, that's fucking bullshit. We killed 30 million Indians. 30 million. Do you have any idea? We didn't even have modern warfare. That's like one at a time. One at a time. 30. Can you even fathom? Can you even fathom how many? All I'm saying is credit where credit's due, all right? And the people were so confused by him. They didn't know. This one lady, he goes off on her because she says, he's like, what makes you so angry about this current financial economic situation? And she's like, listen, it's happened overnight and it's been building for years. And he goes, no, that's impossible. It either happened overnight or it's been building for years. And she's like, it was both. And he's like, that is impossible. I want you to take a stance, one or the other. Happened overnight or it's been building. It was both. That, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't let you off with that. I just cannot. That's grammatically impossible. So let's start over. And like, he just takes the lady to task and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about or what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because
Obama's Hitler.
They were maybe.
Runs away with her arms waving in the air.
I didn't get any pictures of maybe the one or two people that were like had little signs who didn't want to get near the Skynyrd concert that was happening near City Hall. Because they really were playing, like, you know, just good old folky music like that. But
nothing wrong with Skynyrd.
There was one guy who was like saying he had a sign about, like, seriously, like, what kind of oppression are we under? Like, they make it sound like,
really, have you ever been oppressed?
Yeah, they're making it sound like this is like, because everybody had signs that party like it's 1773.
I also think it's funny that people think that the government that we're in right now is the government that Obama created 6 weeks ago.
Right. Mm-mm. So. Nope. Yeah.
Same government we had last year.
There was a lot of that. And then the funny thing was, right as I was getting... I actually couldn't take it after a while. Like, I stopped taking photos about 35 minutes in, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go walk towards the car.
Someone in the forum mentioned but did any of you see Colbert's take on the NOM ad?
No.
The National Organization for Marriage.
You know, I haven't even watched that.
A storm is brewing. If it happens, just before
you go on... That I have never been like righteous fury Hulk smash serious? Angry.
I mean, that's fucking crazy.
Well, again, and every single thing that they talk about in that ad is such a fucking blatant lie. It hurts mm-hmm. my brain so mm-hmm. much. That's
if like gay people are allowed to get married, my freedoms will be taken away. What freedoms? What freedoms? Are you crazy? His guest. So Colbert made one that was about. It was just a spoof on that, but in the end, there's one guy that's been like. You know, you shouldn't be allowed to follow your heart and seek out the love that calls you. And his wife's like holding his hand and he's like, don't touch me. And then this really muscular black dude walks up in like a big open like cotton shirt. And he's like, a storm is coming. And then rain cracks over his head. It starts raining down on him. And he's like, and like starts like he's like got these washboard abs and it's all like showing through the shirt. And the guy from the previous segment's behind him like, you... Do you want to go get out of those clothes and maybe not just talk? It was good. I also like that they're called nom. Nom, 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 nom.
That's just funny.
Teabagging and then nom.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It was an interesting
day. They're like internet memes.
Yeah, like they don't.
They're not real.
They should be like, you know, we're the memes. Religious Organization for Liberty. Raffle. Like, no, you can't. You can't have that. Oh my god.
Just think when they get their own news helicopter. Come on!
We're here in Rufflecopter 1.
And it's.
Ruffle.
And it's. For,
it doesn't actually make the.
It's presided over by a lolcat.
Yeah.
He's the one who's flying it.
Okay, now I want to take every.
Actually, it's more like Invisible Controls. He's not flying yeah. it. It's.
I want to take every meme and, like, make up an anagram for it or an acronym for it.
Oh, dude, it's that like, would be a great project.
Oh, well. I'll have to keep that in my mind. We need a good one for lolcat. All right, Room, think of a good acronym for lolcat that would be a right-wing action committee. And then we'll read it on the air if you come up with a good one. He also had a guest on that night. I can't remember the guy's name, but his whole position was he was a Catholic. And he was trying. He had written a book about how, like, why marriage is a religious function, and historically, And the government's only role in it is to make sure property is handled correctly, death rights are taken care of, you know, legally.
Right.
That's in taxes.
That makes sense.
That's basically it. So they're saying, why are you applying the rules of one religion?
Right.
To
that's a great thought.
The government, when all the government should be doing is issuing licenses and making sure that those three things are taken care of.
That's about perfect.
He said the only thing that he still thought that, you know, it's like polygamy still didn't work and bigamy still didn't work because then the government part of it gets too complicated. But
that's,
you know,
actually
whatever.
Maybe the best explanation I've heard against polygamy or bigamy.
But
that we can't do the paperwork, so
right,
no.
It's really fucking hard.
Yeah, it's too much paperwork.
I understand.
From an HR standpoint,
yes, absolutely it is.
No, there's only one box for spouse.
I don't want to feel extra insurance paperwork.
I had an awesome government experience.
Thanks
yesterday.
Thanks a lot, Denise.
I went down to the post office to try and get my P.O. box changed because I have a gigantic one and I never get any mail.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to get a little bit smaller one. And I go, look, my wife sent in the check yesterday. I just got a receipt in my P.O. box, so I take it that you got the check already. I'd actually like to get a smaller one. No, it's because you're... Your check renews your lease in the system, and we can't change the system.
Too bad.
And I'm like, but I want you to take the money you've already got and apply it to a different box. Maybe she can tell you. And I'm like, okay, what can you do? Your check renews your lease in the system, and we can't change the system. And I said, okay, so what if I wanted a refund? We'll take half your money and give you the other half.
Listen, whore! Yeah, like, that's where that goes immediately.
Like, it's in the system. It's the system. I can't. There's no button for it, so I can't change it.
Can you submit a trouble ticket?
Yeah,
to
like,
somebody
is
there else.
A higher up? So finally, I left there.
Do you
with
have
the
any
phone
idea
number
what the fuck
the,
you're doing?
I left there with the phone number for the Postmaster General, and I'm like, this is gonna work. Sure.
Shut
this
up,
is gonna
really?
Work great.
Oh wow, that's
I'm
great.
Certain this will get.
Have you called
out.
Yet?
I'm not going to.
No. Next week we'll do it live on the air. You can call the Postmaster General.
I'd rather die.
You don't want to talk to a general.
Yeah, but I would rather you do it. So, you know, whatever.
To a real one.
We'll see if we can raise arms against.
Christine comes up with Lords of Liberty can't act too soon. Lolcat.
Ah, that's awesome.
That's pretty good. Liberty over Liberal Commercial Action Technical Society.
Oh,
Liberty has to be in there. Legal offended lawyers criminalizing immoral titty twisting sodomites.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it's funny.
Amoral titty twisting
sodomites. And like you said about that porn star with the giant nipples, they do that.
They do that.
It's done. Moving on to TV.
They do that.
You said do. Now let's get out there and melt some faces.
Okay.
Do do.
So as you would assume, everyone thought Terminator and Dollhouse were canceled, because they are.
Think even said.
But Fox wanted to make a statement. Saying nothing has been decided yet.
Sure.
So they're canceled.
Right.
We're cool. No, it's I have to start the morning now.
Joss Whedon was talking at
you light those candles.
They gave Joss an award for like secular humanism at Harvard or something. It was like this thing they made up just for him, or I don't know. And he went and talked there. And
it's the Joss Whedon Fan Club Award?
Yeah, I guess.
For Joss Whedon.
They give him this award, and they're asking about the unaired episode, and he's like, oh yeah, that episode featured blah, blah, blah. And what we would have done in a later episode is this. So you'll never see that. As in, there will never be another episode. But he didn't come right out and say it. So,
Boosh.
Terminator was much better than Dollhouse,
Sad
though.
Boosh.
Terminator was a fantastic piece of sci-fi television.
Okay, so I'm caught up on Dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like 3 behind on Terminator.
Oh, man. The finale makes you want another season so bad.
I keep hearing that, and that makes me sad because I know it's going to be gone. Better luck next time.
I will say this. The whole Catherine Weaver T-1000 seems good, but maybe evil, but I'm not sure why she's building another version of Skynet if there already is a Skynet. Is she on our side? You know, that starts to explain itself a little bit, but they come just shy of explaining it, and then it's like, okay, next season. You're like, no.
It's over!
Aww. And I gotta say, Thomas Dekker is a giant pussy. He was a bad casting choice for the show, but he was getting better. I think they actually upped the strong male aspect of it by adding 90210 guy.
Oh, yeah, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, he was actually pretty good
in the show. It was maybe three episodes before I realized, like, dude, you're the dude from 90210.
Much better than Jason Priestley.
Yeah, I know. Like, a lot.
Way better.
If Priestley was on, he'd always come out on a motorcycle. Hey, guys.
Hey.
He gets hit, like, in every episode.
Oh.
Did you ever see the one...
He got hit?
The movie he was in, Jason Priestley, where he was a hitman that couldn't feel anything? Turned out he had no emotions at all. He couldn't feel sadness, pain, love, joy, which made him a very good hitman.
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, wait, what movie is this?
It was weird. He was just a movie he was in shortly after 90210.
Weird.
So...
Well, I guess they really needed... That's about as well as he could act.
No emotion.
The only thing Terminator has going for it is how many people have said it's already canceled, because they're the same people that said it was canceled during the first season and halfway through the second season and blah, blah, blah. So... But several people have come right out and said,
ask Jim if he's done any more work on it.
A lot of people have said the sets have already been struck and it's over. Also, the Dollhouse episode that's not going to air. Okay, more about that came out. It's really bizarre.
Is there a dude with a plate of cheese?
Yes. They're all dreaming and there's a guy with cheese.
That would be awesome.
It's the same kind of thing, actually. So Fox actually came to Joss and said, we think we have... don't touch my Swedish fish, please. Thank you. Don't touch my Swedish fish. No.
What
so,
is it?
I don't know. So, get away from my food. You got some hummus.
Just a bowl full of hummus.
No, thank you.
So Fox came to Joss and said, we feel like we've already got our 13 episodes because we didn't air your pilot that was probably better than the one that aired. But we really need another one for the international market. What can we do? Turns out they asked for it. And here's what he said.
Oh, this is so confusing.
Here's what he said. He comes up with this idea on the spot and pitches it to them and they approve it. He said, let me use the sets we have now. None of the principal actors, so it'll be super cheap. And I'm going to film a 30-year in the future post-apocalyptic episode.
What?
He just comes up with this shit off the top of his head, and it's going to be half price because none of the actors are in it.
Joke, or he was hungover, or what?
No, he said that this is like an awesome idea he had on spur of the moment, and they agreed, and so it might even air in like Brazil, but we'll probably have the DVD by then.
That's so weird. With,
like, Brazilian actors?
No. Like, Felicia Day's in it.
I'm so confused.
But he didn't have it like Eliza Dushku or anybody, so there's no big salaries to pay.
So weird.
He's basically paying everybody as, you know, one-time parts. So what's funny, though, is he also said, actually, it's better if this one doesn't air because it would make another season seem stupid because it's 30 years in the future. I'm like, yeah, but there's not going to be another season.
I'm so confused.
So don't worry about it.
Whatever, it'll be on the DVD, and it'll be weird. And if it's not on the DVD, it'll leak, and the internet will have it at some point.
Terminator's so much better than Dollhouse. I mean, I don't feel bad about saying that, and it deserves so much more of a chance than it got.
Okay.
I still haven't seen
Terminator was pretty much shit in its first season.
I don't think so.
How many seasons?
But you're wrong. Like,
two.
It's at the end of season two now.
It got fucked by the writer's strike, just like everybody.
It did, and Dollhouse got raped by that whole
mess. Yeah, Dollhouse didn't get started because of the writer's strike.
Right. So, you know, I think Dollhouse for the season two would be awesome because I'm enjoying it more every episode.
What are you doing over there, Eli?
I was looking at the next topic.
Oh, okay. Porn, something.
The next thing is that they're putting out a comic series that's going to try and explain more about the Final Five. It's actually set like 2,000 years ago, either as they're leaving or like after they leave.
Okay.
Weird.
Now, here's what's weird. They put up a preview of it, of the first six pages. The first six pages are all about Kara Thrace exploding in her plane.
In the vortex thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if they're going to explain more about that, I do actually want to know.
She's an angel.
She's a beautiful Christmas angel.
Or like a Mac.
It's a Battlestar miracle.
She was able to sustain herself because, like, if you leave a Mac in a room by itself, it can...
What are you taking?
I don't have any idea what you're
talking about.
What
are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Are you high?
She's not high on hummus?
She's not an angel. She's a Macintosh.
Did you try and smoke this?
Right. Are you low on sugar?
Does she read binary universals?
Are you having diabetic coma?
universal binaries.
What about Dr. Souls?
Shoals.
Okay. Yeah, he has no
Shoals.
He's not even close to what we're talking
he
about.
Just,
it's yeah. not for your junk.
You need some Cheetos?
No, what the fuck are we talking about?
You can have your sugar fish or whatever they are.
I want some of the sugar fish.
Oh, do you want some?
Yeah.
I don't think... I thought you didn't like traditional candy.
I don't, but that's Swedish fish. Swedish is not traditional.
Turn to lose my mind.
Hey, go touch that thermostat. See if you can turn it down to like
70.
Oh,
because you drank all your mutant juice.
Oh, so your powers have worn off.
Yeah.
Go get something to drink.
Yeah, that's why. Can you bring me back a Dr. Pepper? Oh, thank you, Joel.
Go get a cold beverage.
Oh, that's a lot.
Give me the rest of them.
Okay, thank you.
Are they like gummies?
Yeah. You don't need any of this. You eat real fish live.
I do.
Out of the water.
This is the only fish like a bear. That he gets. Josh is like, yeah, I eat fish.
Yeah.
I love seafood.
Gummy fish.
Yeah, no, they're
gummy shrimps.
They're delicious. No, I eat real shrimp.
Just shrimp, right?
Yeah.
What seafood do you not eat? All the rest?
I don't eat fish.
Man. Because you're allergic tilapia or you so just good. Don't like it?
No, because you don't like fish. Eat hamburgers either.
What?
What no, did wait, you just what say? You not eat?
What did you... I don't eat hot dogs. Not,
that's what I'm trying to
say. Well, hot dogs.
No.
It's like normal shit. He's like, oh, I totally eat sandwiches. Oh, no, I don't eat bread.
Like, No.
Why don't you eat hot dogs?
Because I don't like terrible meat.
Hot dog.
Hot dogs.
Do you want to go get a drink and see if you can turn service that down?
Hot box.
Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, okay. bring me Dr. Pepper. This is a podcast also brought to you by Swedish Fish and Dr. Pepper. Yes.
So, moving on. Oh, well, but that was... Okay. So, there's that comic. So, check it out. Follow the link. See if you want to buy it. I'd like to know more about what happens in the Battlestar universe, now that I know that everybody's magical angels. If it explained anything else better, that would be nice. Other than Christmas Miracle.
Whatever, man.
No thoughts about that, Denise?
So over it. I just wanted to see that that little spin-off they're going to have for about the...
Caprica.
Yeah. Dude, no, the other one. The other one.
Oh, the plan?
Yeah.
That airs in June?
Because that looks kick-ass.
Almost directed it. And everything he's ever directed has been like super Almost Fury, like crying in the bathroom. Blah. So I'm gonna throw my ship. Blah.
He directed the boxing ring episode.
That's my favorite episode.
I really, really like that good one. Well, that was the first time
he does the most like hyper emotional episodes.
Is that when he vomited all over himself?
Sure. No, that was the last one.
Blah blah blah. Blah.
God, he vomited a lot.
All over himself, too? He didn't even bend over or nothing?
He was drunk. We've all been there.
I haven't.
And by we, I mean me.
By we, I mean me, meaning me.
No. Actually, Eli will be back here in a second. Eli has also been drunk.
I wonder how many times he had to rebuild that little pirate ship.
What pirate ship?
The little pirate ship that he'd smash every time he got mad. He's like, I've got to rebuild this.
It's a schooner!
Fracking piece of shit.
Whatever. What are you talking about, pirate ship?
Did you watch the show Battlestar Galactica?
What pirate ship?
Oh my god.
He had a model pirate ship that he smashed like 35
the first
times.
Episode or something.
Well, that was the Frigate Galactica. It's just like Enterprise. They had all the different ones throughout. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It was actually a space shuttle Galactica.
HMS Galactica. The Royal Navy.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Lost, that ship?
No.
Oh, but we should talk about Lost.
No, wait. Oh, did I see this week's episode? I think I did.
Did you?
What
it was about
Lost
Miles. It was about Miles.
This was the Miles episode. Yeah. Yeah, that was
Lost
unexpected.
Lost has turned into a different show.
It's
one
awesome.
That I like now.
It's great. It's so good now.
I've loved Lost in every incarnation.
Last season was kind of blah.
Man, this season's great.
I like them now that they're interacting with the stuff that I cared about in the first season.
Wait a minute. So they're
learning
gonna,
about the Dharma Initiative.
Are they going to explain this fucking giant Lord of the Rings statue now?
Apparently in the next couple of episodes.
They keep bringing it back up.
Four toes.
That's apparently in the next couple of episodes.
I guess they haven't forgotten.
Do you know what lies in the shadow of
do
the
you
statue?
Do you know what lies in the armpit smell of the armpit? And, like, it changes every week, and they're like, wait a minute, who do you work for? Hitmore. Wait.
Whitmore.
Whitmore? No, Hitmore.
What are you talking about? You're lost again.
There's like five different people training on the island now, and they're all like...
About, bro?
Talking in code. Do you know what's under the brim of the giant statue? It's like, dude, what? What are you talking about?
Have you tasted between the toes of the giant of the statue with four toes?
The jelly is delicious.
Have
you
powdered?
Smell the cunt of the giant statue?
Hey.
Did you throw your jizz at it? That's the only way to summon the monster.
Have you powdered the giant foot?
No, it's not.
There's a big stone.
There's a big stone gold bond medicated powder.
And that's what the black smoke is. It's an odor.
Some stone tough actin tenactin, and you have to sprinkle it on them.
Boom.
Well, I mean, you know how they have the little perforated top?
That's the button.
How the smoke came out.
Yeah. So the button that hatches.
Yeah.
Solved.
Man, oh man.
Yep, we did it.
You know what I'm ready for with this show, though? I'm ready now. I'm ready. I'm preparing myself for a Battlestar ending. Because they are going to say magic. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a fucking...
It might not be Jesus magic.
It's a giant DeLorean.
It's going to be magic.
Like,
No.
88
the island,
miles an hour.
No. The island is science. I'm saying the monster is going to be magical.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. Nanobots.
Yeah, they kind of.
No, they said specifically it is not. A long time ago.
Then I don't know.
They probably lied before about it. It has to be
because it comes from like a tomb.
It's
going
to be Egyptian magic. I guarantee.
That's what I'm
saying.
No.
They're tying it in with the Egyptians. It's not magic. It's alien.
Maybe so.
Oh, alien.
Maybe so.
There you go. Solved it. Show's over. No need to watch it anymore.
All right, moving on.
No, that's the sci-fi franchise.
Let's go through these quick.
I will throw in real quick on Lost. I liked how Hurley tried to
write Empire.
Empire Strikes Back.
That was pretty awesome.
That was awesome. I was in a lot of levels.
That's why I love Hurley because
he's like, we fucking love that movie, and we got fucking Ewoks.
Any of us, any of us who were in that situation, we'd do the exact same thing. We would all like try to write that. And
I would have gone back to the shore. I would have found a young Bill Gates, and I would have given him all the money I had, and then hung out. I'm like, I believe
in
you.
You fucking would have pulled a Spock, touched his face, and said, "Remember."
Yeah.
I just saw that recently. Remember.
What?
What? Who are you?
Wait. So does Bill Gates have to die in a nuclear like chamber?
No. It would be.
But then I'm like,
you would have to die. It'd be
Steve
in the
Ballmer.
Chamber. You'd be reborn through him later.
Is McCoy Steve Ballmer?
Oh, God. I think Scotty is.
Okay.
But Scotty has...
No, he's not that excitable.
Same physique. What are you talking about?
He's kind of an uppity dude.
Yeah, Scotty?
I don't know.
Of course, Bones is the more passionate. He's the more...
I don't ever want to think about Steve Ballmer and the word passionate ever.
It's
pretty horrible.
They did like an episode of CSI with Ellen Tye where they did a Galaxy Quest thing.
What?
It might not
be CSI. It's one of those shows. One of those procedural sperm shows where they find sperm on blood on people. But
Bloody
Ellen Tye's in it, and it's like their sci-fi episode. So they have a Galaxy Quest show. It was written by Battlestar writers, and they go on the set of a remake, a more gritty remake of an old 60s sci-fi show called like Spaceship Chronicle or something like that. And they're basically lampooning Star Trek, Galaxy Quest, and Battlestar through the whole
episode. Shut up. I want to see that.
I might actually want to see that one.
Is that newer or not?
I'm pretty sure I don't. I can't bring myself to sit through that show.
And Ellen Tye's in it.
I love CSI.
Those shows
make... CSI's so great.
Like,
it's really not good TV.
No, I don't care what
Speaking
you're
of good TV, I watched the finale of Project Runway Canada last night.
That's not either. You're stupid. Was Iman in it?
Yes, she's the host.
Did she shapeshift?
No.
She shapeshift.
Wait, did we talk about this or did you bring this up?
Yeah, we talked about
this. Stop it. Seriously, I was so excited.
I was so excited when we saw
Star Trek 6 and Iman was in it. Yeah, you need to shut your mouth. That's inappropriate.
So what happened?
She is a lady.
She keeps her balls on her knees. Oh, wait, no, that's the other
no.
guy.
No, that's the other
she
guy.
Knows
Come
about
on.
The guys that do.
That's the other guy.
My nipples
Not
are
everyone
large.
Keeps their genitals in the same place.
I keep mine on my face. Look right here.
What?
I just racked myself.
Oh, and then...
Oh, fuck.
Like, I keep mine up my nose. I thought you just had a booger stuck. Like, no, it's just like... Oh.
It's all good.
All right, real quick stuff. There was a rumor there was going to be a Buffy movie with Sarah Michelle Gellar, and then she got pregnant, and then they were like, nah, that was fake.
Wait, the baby was fake? Or the movie was fake?
The baby was a rumor, and they're going to raise it. They're keeping it.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, wait, did she just give birth to Dawn?
Yes. She's the key. So the confused. State is finally coming to DVD after like 15
okay, that's
years.
Like
wait, that's like
the 12th
ancient.
Time I've heard that.
What?
Yeah.
That's the 12th posting I've ever heard of that, where they're like, this summer, the
right.
State is coming to DVD.
Right.
What is that?
For reals. This
sketch
time.
Sketch comedy show, the MTV's first sketch comedy show. Oh. It was actually hilarious.
It was really good, and everybody wanted to see it, and the only version that I've seen of it is on videotape.
Like, four generations passed down VHS transfer.
Yeah. Most of the people on Reno 911 were on it.
Oh, I love that show. I haven't seen that in a while
The
either.
Current season's terrible. They fired... They actually fired three of the cast members.
Why?
Wendy McClendon Covey, who was the white chick.
Which white chick?
Well, of the two, she was the one that isn't Carrie Kinney.
I don't know who. I don't know who you're talking about. The blonde one?
The blonde
with
the
boobs.
Big boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, big boobs. They fired her. She said on her MySpace that she was actually fired, without knowing about it.
Uh-huh.
And they fired Niecy Nash, the Renisha.
Okay.
No. She's still on it. Hang on. Garcia. They fired Garcia.
Oh, what?
And Weigel. Not Weigel. The other woman that was a fake lesbian. Like they expected. They thought she was a lesbian.
Okay. That was in the later season. Yeah. I only watched the earlier seasons.
I've
so
seen
funny.
The first two episodes of this season. It's terrible. I thought last season was really
funny.
Why
didn't they fire them, did they say?
Didn't say.
Oh. The first few seasons were so hilarious.
They hired another State alum, though.
Oh.
Anyway, I highly recommend picking up the State DVD. I can't recommend that enough. I wonder if it's still funny. Having seen so much more comedy since that came out.
The Ben Stiller show wasn't as funny.
That's true.
I don't know.
It lost.
I still thought it was funny because I can relate to it a lot more.
I was 14 when that show came out.
There was a lot there that I could relate to that I still find funny. Like the Andre Agassi thing or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay, no, that was good.
I thought that was hilarious because I grew up... That was like the...
Were we talking Ben Stiller or The State?
Ben Stiller show. Oh, okay. I'm saying that was still funny because like those and the commercials like for the cologne, the really abstract artsy cologne commercials... were just becoming like a big deal back then, and Ben Stiller was already riffing on them, and that kind of stuff was really funny. But I haven't seen The State in so long. The only thing I can remember about The State is the I want to dip my balls in it,
and that was like probably their least funny thing. I mean,
that was fucking hilarious though.
It was funny, so they had. I mean, they were better than that. Did you ever see the one where he went to The Last Supper?
Yeah,
I dip my balls in it. Guy went to The Last Supper, and like dipped his balls in all their food. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just. Remember $240 worth of pudding? Barry and LaVon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You better stick your ass in that pudding.
What do you think we can do with this pudding?
$240 worth of pudding. Oh, yeah. That was a good show. They also did a really good one where Sid and Nancy were guests on Password.
Wow.
And it was like right after the movie came out too. Oh, so
man,
oh my god, it was funny. Which, by the way, that's a great movie too. Gary Oldman's so fucking awesome.
Gary Oldman's in that? I'm kidding. That's the bit.
Okay, I have a partial recommendation. Eli, you had a TV recommendation too, right? Or you want to say something about TV?
I like TV.
You said we need to talk about.
I can reiterate something about TV.
All right, you guys go and see. If
Breaking
I remember.
Bad continues to be fucking amazing.
Oh, and that show that comes on a network that has no other shows.
Right, it's on AMC, which doesn't make any sense.
I've heard a lot of good.
The
things.
Show
AMC shows like Turner and Hooch now.
Yeah,
they have no credit.
Breaking Bad is fucking brilliant. The first season was amazing, and season two
Robert
is
Cranston. Is that the guy?
It's
name?
The I don't know the guy's
the dad
name.
From
he's the
Malcolm
dad
the
from Malcolm in the Middle. And the thing is, it's like you see him and you don't really buy it, but then by the end of the first episode, you're like, oh god, this guy's life is horrible and fucked up.
He's
and
a meth maker, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he's a high school chemistry teacher. Who is like super overqualified for the job, but then he gets lung cancer and he's terminal. Like, they didn't catch it until it was like stage four or something. But he doesn't tell his wife, and he basically starts cooking meth because he's a chemist and he can do it better than any of the other kids on the street can. And the whole show is incredibly fucked up.
Well, because he knows like how much money he needs to make to keep his. Have his family totally secure, right?
Right. Well, like, cause he has a goal about like how much money he wants to put away for to put his kids through college, like to pay off all of his medical debts, and like he has like a goal that he's trying to reach. But it's oh my god, the show's incredibly fucked up, and it's wonderful. So download it or watch AMC.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I just haven't gone around to it. The last thing I saw on AMC was like, I think Predator.
I like how Josh is like, if you really want to support it, I suggest you steal it or maybe watch it on the TV.
In real time.
I'm just, that's, you know, so keep
do they do any other shows?
Real.
Is it like their only show?
Don't AMC? They do Mad Men?
Yeah.
They do. Which is AMC? All...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I want to see
that. Mad Men and AMC are their two, like, oh, by the way, we make amazing shows.
Yeah, apparently they're going to start, like...
Although, as far as I'm concerned, Mad Men is just fucking, like, wardrobe masturbation.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like Project One Way Mad Men.
In the 50s. But,
yeah.
Sure, 1950.
Like, everybody looks so fucking sharp on that show, it hurts. Fucking, what's his name? Angel's kid that I hate, Connor.
Oh, God, there's some kind of douchebag in here in the forums doing shit with, like, make money online, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. All right, keep talking so I can ban this person. Him.
I have to do it from the other computer.
So, my TV's cool.
What was the show you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, you were going to talk about something. I can't remember now.
I don't know if there was a show. I mean, I watched the new season of...
Was it on a real network or was it on Univision?
I can't remember.
What name is he on? Was that a telenovela?
I did see... I saw the season premiere of Mythbusters.
Which was so great.
It was awesome because now they just know.
I love that they've embraced their fate.
Wait. Was this the episode where they do, like, if two semis crashed head-on, would it destroy a car in the middle?
And then they do it with a fucking rocket.
Because I saw that, and it blew my mind. I was just like, I can't believe I just saw this happen. A car just, like, liquefied.
Yeah.
Like, just missed it.
Okay, so for anyone not familiar with Mythbusters, A, why aren't you? B,
it's awesome.
Mythbusters started with, here's a real myth that people have been passing down for generations. We're going to see if it's true. Through scientific method, turns out it's not, or it is, or whatever. A few seasons into that, they ran out of myths.
Or good ones, anyways.
Good ones, and started doing really obscure internet myths. And then eventually, they stopped doing scientific method pretty much entirely and just started having fun and then ending every episode by blowing up whatever they just made.
Yeah, they use their science...
It's so good!
They use their science smarts for evil ways, going like, well, I know how much, like... momentum it's going to take to do this. Let me do some calculations.
All right, yeah, blow it
up. That's totally going to smack shit out of that.
Yeah, strap dynamite to that.
Let's put two rockets on it instead.
Yeah,
because that's that two-staged rocket thing that destroyed that thing.
When the second one kicked in, awesome. It was just like...
It was going 650 miles an hour.
And
car just dusted.
And what makes that show
so
great
awesome.
Is like their absolutely sincere reactions.
Of the, like...
Yeah, like when they...
They look like 12-year-olds at Christmas. They're like, wait for it. Oh, my God, it's awesome! Oh, my God!
You know what I wish they would stop doing? I wish they would stop doing the acting segments. Where it's like, hey, guys, what's our myth going to be today? Oh, I'm glad you asked, because it's going to be... We're going to blow shit up. And yeah, I'm like, don't fucking do that.
I kind of like that, because it's pure, like...
You're going to blow it up.
Because...
No. I'm with Eli on this. Like, the cheese of that really holds the show
together.
Yeah,
because it kind of does. Because they do the whole, like, well, I don't know, maybe it'll take... six rockets. Let's go try. Yay! And then they like.
What's
walk
funny
off.
Though is if you think too hard about that doesn't make any sense for the myth.
Too late.
It breaks everything because they really don't test
that's
the myths.
Kind of
anymore.
Why I don't watch that show anymore.
Like,
so
because
they don't have any real myths anymore.
I know. Their last episode was there was a myth that a guy wanted the Navy in World War I to make aircraft carriers out of wood pulp and ice.
I heard about
that. Was
these.
Awesome.
Okay, that was the myth, right? So they start making this shit. Turns out it's really strong as long as it's frozen. It is bulletproof as long as it's frozen. But there are, like, no waters in the world that could keep a frozen aircraft carrier frozen, basically.
Right.
But they're finally like, this really is kind of dumb. Okay, so it turns out we can make better wood pulp, quote-unquote, frozen concrete ice with
if we
newspaper.
Use nitroglycerin right then no
with newspaper. So they throw out the whole idea and make a boat out of wet frozen newspaper, and it works, and they seal it around, and it was pretty cool.
It was
but
very
it had,
impressive
it had nothing to do with the original
no
myth,
but they
though.
Came back and said that at the very end, they're like,
but it's a great show, my
yeah,
god it's
they come
show.
Back and they say like, yeah, that wouldn't have worked anyways because you put this thing in the Pacific Ocean, it would melt like in minutes, but what we did was awesome. Go science.
Also, they did.
Dynamite!
Also, they did the. Can a car get cut in half by running into a snow shovel? And
oh yeah.
And the funny thing was, they were like, we don't have any test dummies, so we're gonna put blow up sex dolls in the car, and if they pop, we'll assume that you would have died.
Yeah, because
like, that's not even an experiment.
It's so good. We just wanted to put
pop if you fucked them too hard. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, but I mean, you could kill somebody like that too.
Because
like,
they couldn't get Busters or Customs or.
Fuck him too hard. What?
Thank you for joining the conversation, Denise.
Let's go back to reading Facebook.
Are you? What are you looking at? Doilies?
Whatever
what
she does
shit?
During the podcast that doesn't involve listening or talking.
I'm listening.
You're an so, audience member, I know.
In conclusion, I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, what were we talking about?
All right, we'll have a partial recommendation.
I'll recommend Resident Evil 5.
You have a partial?
Very, I have a Chevy recommendation. This is very relevant to my interests. To this line of conversation. After Mythbusters, they aired the premiere of Pitchmen. Did you see the commercial? Anybody see this?
I saw the commercials, but I didn't see the show.
Oh, it's that guy who yells Billy about Mays. OxyClean.
It's OxyClean, Billy Mays.
Motherfucker, I hate that
and
guy.
The British guy.
Burn the shit out of it, and then check it out. It's totally fine. Yeah. And you're
Billy
like,
Billy Mays here for OxyClean.
I fucking hate that guy.
I put my balls in this, and they were filthy, and now they're clean. Look at my balls.
They're hairless.
Oh, it burns. It burns so bad. So they gave him a show. Turns out, here's why I recommend it. I do not recommend it because I think it's a great show. I don't even think it's going to last, honestly. I think it's incredibly interesting to see what part these guys play in the real sale and distribution of stupid-ass products.
Uh-huh.
It turns out they actually aren't just, like, face men hired by somebody. They work with a guy that owns Telebrands, who basically sells pretty much all of the made-for-TV stuff, to find literally, like, inventors at home. They're like, I made a new spatula that has a fork on the end and a blowtorch on the other end, and I call it the spatula blaster, like the splash blasterla, like
the nork.
How does my face keep getting cut? So
pull the power.
So
with the foot pedal,
they actually find these people and bring them to Telebrands and have them like pitch their deals, and if it works, they actually produce the infomercials. They buy the shit straight from the people, and their whole goal, the reason why you never see these things for more than a few months, is their goal is to like get in, sell a million of them, and then get out and then do something new. And it's like the only way you can sell something.
It's so weird.
And it follows the whole process. It was really strange.
Is this how the fucking blanket / robe things happened?
Yes.
God damn it.
The Snuggie.
The Snuggie and the Slanket.
Oh, the robes that the Jedi
slanket
wear.
The Slanket.
Like something bad that would happen to your asshole.
Wow.
You have anal Slunket. It's been slunked.
It's that's what the... I'm sorry, sir. It's terminal.
It's terminal Slunket of the anal area.
That thing is what the Mexican Jedis wear. It's like a poncho.
But it has a hood.
Right, right.
Also, if they're Mexican Jedi, that means they're Sith.
Right. No, someone's got to clean some of that shit somewhere.
No, seriously.
They have to be, like, moving, using their powers.
The Jedi Council chambers need cleaning, too.
Yeah, it's got to be spotless.
There's someone in the forum that says they're a cartoonist in Garland. That sounds depressing.
Wow.
Dude, depending on what part of Garland it is.
Wrong Garland, with
Garland Rockwall
there's
area.
There's nothing wrong with Garland.
Dude, Garland Rockwall just area is nice. Actually the nice part of
last
Garland.
Last time I went to Garland.
I used to
live... said Rowlett, not Rockwall. Rowlett's where my wife's from.
Yeah, I used to live in that area also.
Oh, yeah.
See, anywhere you live is a shithole.
It was actually pretty kick-ass. We had a water park.
Because it had running water.
That was the first time I ever saw Mr. Show and Ricky O.
Right.
I will always have fond memories. Oh, and the keg barbecue thing.
Oh, yeah. And getting stuck on my roof.
Yeah.
So, that's my brief recommendation. Let's...
Wait, I want to recommend Resident Evil 5 because I just finished it, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, can I borrow that?
We don't talk about video games in this podcast. What are you talking about?
It's very good. Thank
Especially
you.
Especially you.
Thank you very much.
You never talk about video games.
Whatever. Well, I talk about this one. It's good. I'm ready for some co-op.
Movies.
I just didn't like the boss fight at the end.
Did we all see Harry Potter trailer?
Yes.
Are we all super enthusiastic now?
Yes, again, more so good.
My only worry is that it's still just rated PG.
We're gonna you should come. We're gonna have Harry Potter Day or something at Alex's place probably one of these days.
Three, four, and five are PG-13.
And we're gonna make Harry Potter food and we're gonna marathon all the movies.
Like muggle sandwiches like
butterbeer and all that stuff. I don't know. We're gonna find something.
You're just gonna buy beer and put slicks of butter in it.
Yeah, okay. No, it's actually
Josh is in.
Woo! Bacon beer.
Hey.
No, it's gonna there's a recipe for it. Like you put schnapps in something, I don't know.
In ice cream.
Good. Sure. I don't care.
It's tequila and bluebell.
That sounds good.
No,
but yeah, we're gonna marathon all the movies. What?
It looks super well done.
Like, I know, it looks so good. It looks so violent and dark.
I know.
You know, I have all five of the current ones in HD DVD.
He has it in Blu-ray.
Yeah, so do I. Because they were like $2 at Fry's.
And Donna's going to cook.
I don't think we really have to recommend that. I'm pretty sure most people listening
will see watch it. Are you stupid?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen.
Oh, and the Star Trek movie. We have to go watch the Star Trek movie.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for that.
The movie?
Star Trek. Star Trek? Star Trek is merely
it's so hot.
Like a month away,
3 weeks. No, it's like May 5th.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Star Trek.
Nah, I can't remember.
It's 5th or 8th or whatever that Friday is.
That first weekend.
Yes, it's very early. It's before Memorial Day.
It's May 8th.
I will see it.
It's like
because it looks.
That's like what 3 weeks
away. It's all kinds of kick-ass.
Apparently, there's a baby Spock in it. Like a cute little snuggly baby Spock.
Well, there's going to be medium-aged Spock and then old Spock, so I don't see why not. Well, yeah, because What's-Her-Face is going to be his mom. Winona Ryder, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I heard.
Well, that's weird.
I don't know how I feel.
I do think it's very strange, though, that Tyler Perry is in it.
What?
He's not going to be in a fat woman
Who?
Suit.
Oh, okay, wait. I was
Madea.
Is he Uhura? What?
No, he's Uhura's mom.
Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
He's Uhura's angry grandma.
That would be so good.
Laura, get your ass on that starship.
I would buy two tickets.
Just so you could have an extra seat to throw your sperm in without getting arrested.
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't actually go.
Without getting in trouble.
I would download the movie, but I would buy two tickets.
Okay.
To like, you know, so everybody would feel good about themselves.
Right.
Yeah, we should all go. We should all schedule
that.
Did
the internet just eat a big one, or is that just me?
It's you.
Well,
mine's
it's
fine.
Uploading, you know, slowly. Okay. You shouldn't try and do anything. Also, this is weird.
Yep, she's in Star Trek.
When I saw the trailers for Observe and Report, I was like, cool, another mall cop movie. It's getting amazing reviews.
Yeah, I've heard weird stuff about it.
It's supposed to be really dark and hilarious.
It's supposed to be really, really
it's
dark.
It's Seth Rogen, so I'm going to see it.
Which means they advertised it wrong.
I guess, yeah, that's what people were saying. You go in expecting to be, funny, haha, like dick jokes again, just like all the other movies.
Yeah,
but
it's like murder dick jokes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really kind of dark and psychological or something. Probably kind of like Cable Guy in some ways.
Yeah, which, you know what was weird is because when I saw Cable Guy when I was like 14 or 15, I didn't get it.
Me either, honestly. I didn't really like it.
I loved that movie when I saw it.
That freaked me out when I saw it the first time.
But you were 30.
Right.
And so when I went to it thinking it was going to be like the next Ace Ventura,
like,
and it was this like black comedy.
It's like, he doesn't talk out of his butt in this one? I don't get it.
Aww. Yeah, I was so happy.
I don't even understand when he talks when it's not out of his butt.
I hated Ace Ventura. I hate all those movies.
I don't know what's wrong with
you. How do you hate Ace Ventura?
Because they are retarded.
Well,
but the Miami Dolphins are in it.
The second one, though, dude. Nature Calls. Come on.
That was fun.
Oh, wait.
Except for the rhinoceros.
He births himself out of a rhino.
Oh, my God.
That was actually pretty funny.
My sisters and I killed ourselves laughing at that. It was so hilarious.
I was working at the theater when that came out, and I fell asleep watching the screening of it because I was like, "This is so retarded. This is absolutely the worst movie I've ever seen."
So sleepy.
All the Ace Ventura movies are completely retarded. And then when I saw Cable Guy, I was like, "This is great. This is so good."
Genius.
Who's the foil in that? Who's the guy that
Matthew Broderick? Yeah.
Oh, and Janine Garofalo's in it.
God,
she's
I love how
because of
the big finale on the big massive satellite dish. The movie's so good.
I thought it was weird that they didn't kill him. I thought he was dead at the end.
I just love how he's like, you know, talking about how you can play with a friend in Vietnam, and I was like, one of the few people laughing in the theater because I was like, that's so weird.
Because you lived through it.
It's so great, yeah. Vietnam. Well, yeah, because Charlie. I mean,
flashbacks.
I had friends with Charlie.
Oh, wait,
Do you still have those pajamas?
No, I was on the other side. I was the good guy's side.
Fuck. pictures.
Are you sure?
But they did give me some peace pajamas.
Okay, so I don't know either of you are talking about now. Apparently, I will have to see it on DVD because I ain't going to the theater to see that. But it's supposed to be a really funny, really dark comedy, and it just so happens to have come, unfortunately, on the tail end of another Mall Cop movie starring fucking loser Kevin James.
Paul Blart. I just like his name.
What a douchebag that guy is.
I just like his name, Paul Blart.
You know, Denise, you're part of the problem.
It's funny. It sounds funny.
She didn't put money
Denise,
into
they
it.
Picked that name so that it. People would go, that name sounds funny.
I didn't watch it, but it sounds funny.
You are
funny.
Part of the problem.
I hate you guys. I don't care.
It's still what Paul Blart's real Asian name is.
You couldn't, you wouldn't be able to pronounce it if you had one. Uneducated white people.
Mail sack, maily mail. Maily
sack.
Mail. Sack. What time is it?
11:53.
All right, we've done an hour 19, so let's just keep going here. Lots of mail sack questions. We're definitely not going to do all of them.
That's what you say every time.
And we don't. But shit. I just want to make sure people know that we're
dumbass.
Not
going
to do all of them. Because there's a lot of them.
Oh, God, I can't believe this guy asked this question.
This first guy wants us to replay the Josh and Eli theme songs.
You could probably just post those on the
I
website.
Could just email email Eli and he'll send them to you.
Yeah, this
how about that?
He crossed the border illegally. Titans grab us on level 3. No more sound for 3.
Both of them at the same time?
This is sad.
This is Josh.
There you go. There's both of them. Also, email Eli.
Yeah, he'll give you a real
call. The lyrics, by the way,
because
this is the guy that's working really hard on the wiki, the lyrics for Josh's are wrong. They've got gay making love bacon, but it's game making. But yeah. I do like the implication that you are gay making.
You turn people gay?
Gay making!
I've never knowingly done that.
You're like one of those, you're like one of those Lord of the Ring characters comes out of the ground, the goo that's like being gay made.
Gay goo.
He's an Uruk-hai.
Sure.
He's
a bacon.
And I like that Denise is the only one that knew the name.
Sure. Instead of putting
sorry.
In a paw.
Oh no, it's a like, it's a jizz handprint.
Hey,
I was gonna say it's like a teabag.
That's
lame on the ground.
It's shaped like balls. They dip your balls in white paint
and they teabag you and be like, go. all the other dudes are running next to you like, oh, no.
What is that?
That's too bad there. You must be one of those, you know.
I guess it wasn't illegal.
Hey,
yet.
Bob, it's the new guy.
Jarmo, I'm not going to put the theme songs in the vault because they're for everybody.
Aww.
Not just the vaulty people. Though this would be a good time to mention. If you're unfamiliar with the vault, check out vault.hijinxandsue.com. For a small donation, or if you choose to support with a monthly subscription, you can get access to desktop wallpapers, behind-the-scenes art. I've also lately been posting the like scripts that don't make it into the comics, alternate scripts, alternate artwork, all kinds of just behind-the-scenes cool shit, and then the desktop wallpapers. Also, the podcast post-show. Usually each podcast has at least a 30-minute to an hour-long post-show afterwards, which is really just more podcast. And that's in the vault as well. Any donation will get you in for a month. And if you really want to support and help keep the experiment alive, a monthly subscription is greatly appreciated. Check out hijinxandsue.com/experiment if you want to know more about that. Also, the new store is at store.hijinxandsue.com. And the forum moved. Forum.hijinxandsue.com. I'm getting all correct with my subdomains now. Thanks to the fine folks at Infinistorm.com.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth
thank
billions
you,
of dollars.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, I like mine.
I know you were itching to play that one. So then, you can get the theme songs, email Eli. Chris asks, do you guys like fish sticks?
No, they used to serve those in grade school, and I hated that. And then
what are you, gay fish?
The what was it leading
you.
Up to? Because
thank you.
Our school wouldn't serve meat
what
on
you,
Fridays.
He's really
about?
Answering the question. I don't know where he's going with this.
Because where I grew up.
Joke question! What?
They would serve fish sticks on Friday because we couldn't get meat. Leading it was for Lent.
Eli's gay fish. That was
and
from Chris.
I don't like fish sticks.
Frack Truck says, what will be Twitter's downfall? I think it happened today. Oprah joined.
And Ashton Kutcher got his millionth
and
follower.
And a million, all in one day.
Yeah.
I think that signifies that it's
that's,
no longer
that's
cool.
That's the beginning cool of the anymore. End.
Yeah. That's not something I want to be a part of.
No,
it's over. You're canceling your Twitter account right now. You've actually already
I still really like
it.
I hope it stays the way that I use it. I hope... Hey, you know what's fucking weird? A few minutes after Oprah made her like, I'm Oprah!
Did she friend you?
No. I got friended 17 times by different entities that were being controlled by the same person for ABC News, Career Builder, Hot Jobs, and like three other corporate entities. And I know it was the same person because it happened within minutes of each other. And when I checked, they had the same number of friends on each one. Here's what's even weirder. They had only friended 30 people by the time I blocked them, which means I was in the top 30 friended by whatever marketing firm is trying to get Twitter followers for ABC News and Career Builder and some other weird shit. Just fucking piss me off, man. I don't want this shit. I want the people following me to be actual people.
This is why I do protected updates and why I don't let people on my
Twitter.
You're
also not trying to be a public persona on the internet like
well,
I am.
There is that too.
Actually, this is like my job.
Would you quit looking at fashion, Denise?
Well, at least tap my shoulder.
Look, I'm just
Twitter's
stumbling.
Denise is here for the first 15 minutes of it, and then
right.
she zones out.
Well, no, I was just about to say, like, if it was a cool jacket, you could tap on my shoulder and show me.
Oh,
she just stops participating.
Twitter's downfall is going to be the fact that they will never figure out how to make profit.
Perfect.
No, what they're going to do to make profit is going to be their downfall, because the only people that are going to pay them is going to be
Oprah.
Advertisers and corporate sponsors. They're going to be like, oh, yeah. We'll pay you, but we want access to all your Twitterers. We want to know all their information. We want to...
I don't see what's so bad about Oprah being on Twitter. What is the big deal about
Oprah.
That?
It just means it's not
good. I like Oprah. Cool.
Everything she does, I don't want to be a part of.
Well,
if Oprah
wanted to do
Oprah's
something
terrible.
Good for
She's
America...
A plague.
What is she terrible
If she wanted to do something like useful, she could come out and say, like, I do heroin. And heroin is cool.
What are you talking about?
Then everybody would be like, oh, fuck, why don't we do heroin?
No, then all the moms would do heroin.
That's right.
True. Well, yeah, but then that's
all the moms are
problems.
Already doing heroin.
That's true.
Well, in Plano, sure.
Yeah.
But
Memorial Day, I'm going to be in Chicago, and I'm going to see if I can get into...
Shut up. I hate you.
An Oprah show. Taping. Whatever. And maybe I'll get a new car! Or something.
You'll get a car, and you'll get a... She's going to be like, look on your seat. It's a dildo! You get a dildo! You get a dildo!
Yeah,
you got
great.
Herpes. You get a herpes dildo! Yeah, there's free dildos under every seat. Six of them have herpes.
Six of them I've used personally.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They've got Oprah's vajayjay on them.
Vajayjay.
Oprah's vajayjay.
I like Oprah. I don't care.
Oprah's terrible. She's a pox on
society. Oh, you should go to a Jerry Springer show. He's in Chicago, too.
He still has a show?
Does he?
I think
Dude,
he's in
he
Chicago,
he has, like,
right?
one of the highest rated shows still.
Dude, I would go.
And it's still, like, sluts tearing off each other's clothes and beating each other up.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all that matters. Midgets, too.
Maury does 6 days a week of paternity
Are
tests.
Are you the father? I love him. Love
your
him.
Father and your father and your father.
Oprah really should shift to that. Like, every one day the audience is all men, and they're like, hey, I got this free ticket.
I got
what
this invite
here?
Thing
yeah, what
here.
What are you doing? I don't know. You got any illegitimate kids? Probably you. Yeah, probably.
Oh, I've been.
Oh, shit.
I fucking nutted in a lot of women, but,
yeah.
You know.
I throw my sperm all over the place. Hell, I'm holding a handful of it right now. I was hoping to get
some. You want
some? That's why I'm in the first row. Yeah. Pop it right in her face, bitch.
I thought you needed a little white.
Wow.
Really?
Come on,
really?
Man.
Come on. Really?
Come on.
Really?
Okay.
It's a family show.
Come on. It's Michael Jackson did.
Tom Cruise!
I don't know what the big deal is. Personally,
she
I like
was
Oprah.
So funny on...
I like Oprah. She's fine.
On
She's
30
awesome.
Rock, though. Only because it was 30 Rock.
God, yes. On the plane.
Can you say, Liz Lemon? No.
No.
No, I cannot. This is actually kind of funny. Brian posts a link to uncomfortable plot summaries.
Oh, okay. So
that was good.
I've already read this whole thing. I got linked to it earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
The single best one. Why would you quit doing that?
I'm trying to like actually find the file.
If you want to say something, just say something.
Just be on the show.
Join us.
Stop fucking with sound effects and just talk on the show.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, I know. During the podcast.
Caw-caw.
Yes.
All right.
The single best one on there is It.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, 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 that's good.
But it only makes sense for people that read the book, because this is something that they really did not cover at all in the movie.
Well, you've told us,
so that makes sense.
Children use horrific murder as an excuse to run train on a young girl.
Wow.
It's so good.
Wow.
That's what the whole book comes down to.
There's a couple of really good ones in there.
All right, so let's look at a few of them. The ones that he posted are Deliverance, Tourist Experience, Local Hospitality, and Firefly. In an analog of post-Civil War West, a white man on the losing side bosses around a black woman.
so true.
You see Serenity? You look down at Serenity.
Oh, okay.
That one's just as good.
Serenity with an S. Serenity. Probably still spelled with an S.
Come on.
It's not in order.
No, it's not. It's right after Firefly.
Oh.
For whatever reason.
Okay, well, that's dumb. Serenity. Men fight for possession of a scantily clad, mentally ill teenage girl. Ghostbusters. Unemployed college professors destroy hotel with nuclear weapons.
That's really good.
Gladiator. Convict murders head of state.
Oh, 300. Try to find 300.
Yeah, no, 300
that one's good.
Is also good.
That's terrible.
300. Gays kill blacks.
Wow.
Aliens, an unplanned pregnancy leads to complications. Batman, wealthy man assaults the mentally ill.
That's right, that was good. I love that one.
Oh my god. Blade, obsessed loner stalks minority group.
Yeah, these are good.
Those are gold.
Blade Runner, man with no apparent skill stumbles into escaped robots, fails to kill most, fucks one.
Actually, Debbie Does Dallas is good.
Boogie Nights, deformed boy goaded into life of crime.
No, Debbie Does Dallas is cheerleaders develop valuable entrepreneurial skills.
Entrepreneurial skills. That's good stuff.
Actually, Deep Throat is also good.
Yeah, it's good.
Medical anomaly earns woman new friends.
Oh, God.
What is Dracula?
Demolition Man. In a future where crime is completely eradicated, a black man steals and murders.
I never thought
Wait,
of it
is,
that
what
way.
What is Dracula in E.T.?
Dracula. Immigrant clashes with locals. E.T. Out of control pet causes mayhem. Sadness. Let's see.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that one's bad. That one's sad.
Oh, God!
Right.
I was just reading Gone with the Wind.
What is it?
Rich white slave owner enjoys getting raped, miscarries.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That's really fun.
And see, can we get the Death Star sound now?
Goodwill Hunting. Goodwill Hunting. Underemployed genius squanders prestigious job opportunity to chase Trim. Oh man. Let's see. Alright, that's good. That's funny. Read that list. Kindergarten cop, incompetent left in charge of children who were eventually fired at by a convicted felon. Labyrinth, girl is negligent babysitter. Lolita, man encourages stepdaughter to take chances.
Oh yeah, that's terrible. Oh, that's
Lord of the Rings, midget destroys stolen property. Alright, we'll end on that one.
That's good.
Oh man. That's pretty good. Thank you, Brian. Let's see. That's just more bacon food. Blah, 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 blah. That's not going to lead to a very good discussion. Sorry.
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
Tarm asks, have you guys checked out Nathan's show Castle? No.
There's actually an interview with him in Geek Monthly.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He talks about that role, and it's kind of interesting because, like, he talks about, obviously, he has a huge fan following because of Firefly. He says that as an actor, he's like, well, I guess, you know, I'm supposed to be a badass actor, and I went and did my thing on, what was it, the Desperate Housewives. He was on that show.
Oh, yeah,
for a while.
He was on there for like a year.
That's
he
right.
said that he hated that role. He was like, this is, if this is supposed to be what like it is to make it as an actor, he's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Really?
He's like, I really had no fun on that show.
He didn't get to do anything ever. It was dumb.
Yeah, he said it was crappy and he just
hated it. Can you imagine, though, having the best acting gig imaginable and then everything else after that just being shit?
He just said that it was sucky, but then he said that the reason why he decided to do Castle was because it actually looked like something that he would enjoy, and it reminded him of possibly having good times, like on Firefly. And he just
without space whores.
He just went on and on and said that like this is actually a much more fun character for me to play.
That makes sense.
He said he had a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's kind of hammy in it. It looks like.
Yeah, he says he gets to be like kind of that one side of Captain Tight Pants that was on that show. Because that's what they're asking him to do, to be the witty,
I just
funny
don't watch
guy.
Those kind of shows. I mean, yeah. It just didn't hold any interest for me at all.
Well, continuing the rest of that sentence about that waitress and Slither, I've seen both. They're both excellent for dramatically different reasons. If you like monster movies, fucking hell, find a copy of Slither because it's hilarious.
Good. It's good.
Yeah, it's
good.
Great. It's
and what's her face
movie.
Is in it?
Yeah.
She's pretty funny, too.
Who?
Oh, from The Office?
No. Is it that the girl from Zack and Miri? That's the girl,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The main chick.
Yeah, the main girl, the blonde girl.
And then Waitress is actually a really, really good little drama.
It's pretty cute. I like
actually, it's really disturbing because...
It just made me want to make pie, though.
Yeah. The older waitress girl,
right.
Like the blonde one, I think, she directed that movie.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, and she was actually murdered in her apartment after she finished it before it was released.
Who was
what? That's weird.
There's some random trivia to
who
be depressed.
Murdered?
Some director
the,
lady.
The
from
girl that directed the movie The Waitress. She's one of the waitresses in the movie.
And she was murdered before it was released?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Did they ever catch the person?
Wait, the.
It's been a while.
Was that the lady who like gets married? Or the other one?
I think it's. I'd have to look.
She gets stabbed in the heart?
Yikes.
That's crazy.
I was just saying that.
Thank you. Good timing. I just
the playlist
that.
Just happened to fall on that.
Anyway,
what do you want me to do?
But yeah, it's a cute movie, and he's pretty funny in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was written and directed by Adrian Shelley.
I support Nathan having jobs, but I'm not going to watch it just because he's in it.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
No,
I might give.
She's in.
I can't believe that.
I might give one a shot just to see.
One Castle.
He really talked it up on that. I mean, and granted,
it's kind of got to right now.
You kind of have to, but he was talking more about his character that he got to play. He wasn't saying like, "Oh, the show's fantastic," blah blah blah. He was just like, "I'm having a lot of fun playing this character."
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't know. I guess it's to be
well,
determined.
She was murdered
good for
in her apartment.
Pam.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. It just it's bittersweet for me. I'm glad he's getting work, but it sucks. Did you know that, like, right as Firefly was getting canceled, he had a pilot that was almost went to air called Crocodile Point, where he played, like, a fisherman in, like, a straight-up laugh track sitcom?
Oh, that sounds worse than
and it
Castle.
Thank God it didn't go to series. Next question. I believe we will not be able to answer due to contractual obligation. The Stig asks... Eli and Josh, what are your thoughts on Borderlands' recent change in art from realistic to cel-shaded?
Actually, that's all public now, so...
Can you comment on that? Do you have opinions on that?
I think it looks awesome.
And you haven't seen it, I would assume.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I was a part of
it. It's out everywhere now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's out now.
We've just released, like, first information about it.
Do you want to comment on that?
Me?
Yeah.
I think it looks cool. I think the game looks fantastic. Like, surprisingly enough, like, wow.
Hopefully, it'll be a good game, but I think the art style is irrelevant to the actual gameplay. I don't know. It'll be interesting. But I worked on some of that stuff for the new art style. But I just say I feel bad for the art guys. It's
says,
a lot of work.
Is it weird to have such a dramatic change of texture in the middle of development?
It's not all.
Well, yeah,
it's not 100% all. Some of it's done on the rendering side, so it eases some of the workflow. But there's still a lot of artwork that has to be readjusted. But it's not as major as people would think. But at the same time, like it's not that easy of a change.
It certainly wasn't the flip of a switch.
No, yeah, and it's not also like, oh, we just painted this whole house. We're going to repaint the entire thing all over again. It's like we're going to take what's there and adjust accordingly. Like, it's not. I guess when people see stuff like this, they immediately assume that like you take it, you wad it up, throw it away, and we start all over. And that's not really the case here. Like, there's ways of dealing with that, and it's both on the rendering side and like the actual art style. So. It's not as dramatic as people want to make it out to be. It's like hearing that someone's like, they're reshooting certain scenes in a movie, and they're like, oh, that means it's totally going to change. Like, it's absolutely not even the same movie, which it's just not true. It's just one of those video game assumptions.
Okay. Good answer.
But yeah, it's, I think, I was really skeptical when I like realized that that change was kind of starting to happen. But once it all came together, like, I think it looks awesome.
Okay.
So, and I was a huge fan of the new Prince of Persia game, which shares a similar sort of like painterly.
Sure.
Looks
Except, yeah, the gearbox method is like, it's supposed to look like sketch drawings, like to a certain degree.
If you look, there's like scribbles.
You look
on
at that
everything.
Image, yeah, and you see like shadow scribbling.
I'll have to look it up. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's actually really. I'll dig up a screenshot for you.
Okay. The next thing, this actually came up on the internet a long time ago. But it's still maybe worth mentioning. This is from Kazuo. It's a comic pamphlet that was circulated when was this around? It looks like it's in the 80s. It could 86. Okay, 86. Called Homosexuality is a Legitimate Alternate Death Style. And it's a propaganda comic about how evil it is to be gay. And some of the key points in here. First of all, I love the gay guy in this. He has a white fro, which I enjoy. But the very first thing in the pamphlet is, do you know what a golden shower is? Have you ever heard of fisting? What really happens in gay baths?
He doesn't know the answer to any of those questions.
I've heard
it's
about...
It's from 86, though.
I've heard about all these on The Simpsons, though.
What is the hidden political agenda of the gay? Obviously, we know what that is.
Yeah.
Which organizations help to promote this agenda? Which national political figures have supported the gay rights drive? What are the facts about AIDS? And what other diseases can you catch from sodomites? All of them. All of them, honestly. Lupus? Hay fever?
Bird flu?
Bird flu? Scabies?
Mad cow?
Rabies?
Rabies?
Do like not raccoons? Gay
tonsillitis?
Raccoons.
Scurvy?
Scurvy. What's that skin condition they give you? Eczema?
Athlete's foot.
Eczema? Athlete's foot, eczema. Multiple sclerosis. Autism.
Yeah. Cerebral Michael palsy.
J. Yeah.
Actually.
All from gay dicks.
The one thing that Jerry Lewis
If they throw their gay sperm in your face,
dystrophy.
You get muscular dystrophy.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah, it's muscular dystrophy. I mean, it might as well be.
And you get a case of the Michael J's.
What is that? You start raping little boys after that?
That's where you give
loving them?
Michael J. Fox.
Oh,
God.
Michael Jackson.
What is wrong with you?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Off track there, buddy.
I would love
But that aids in spreading the sperm out because, you know, the flinging happens.
Oh, God. Toilet. That's horrible. Don't say that.
I'd love to give Michael J. Fox, like, a glass full of milk.
What? Don't make fun of him!
And then put some, like...
He's a hero!
Don't do that. Don't do that. He's awesome. He's awesome. Stop doing that.
Dude.
He is awesome, but I would like him to make Eli some chocolate milk.
If I could have a friend who could make chocolate milk...
Shut up!
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Maybe he could, like...
Please continue talking about fisting.
Like, check it for paint cans or, you know...
Yeah, that's true, too. That...
Like, you know, like your spray paint...
Just go.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Just
that spray
bulldoze paint. Over there.
Did you get that screenshot, Joel? I don't know.
I'm looking at the gay pamphlet right now.
Oh.
Sodomy is a learned habit.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They teach it to you in sodomy school.
Okay.
It's
I
no
dropped
different
out, but yeah.
from alcohol addiction. It's a perverted sex addiction.
Is it?
Another good reason to think that it's learned habit is that
it tastes great and less filling.
Those raised in non-religious homes are 4 times more likely to adopt homosexual habits. Josh is living proof.
Wait, raised in a non-religious home?
Yeah, Josh has a
totally.
Non-religious
upbringing. I was definitely raised not religious
sure.
at all.
That's
sure,
what happens.
By a preacher and a Sunday school teacher.
That's what happens.
Totally.
Only one who could ever teach me what the son of a preacher. Did anyone ever say that about you?
Yeah, no. Believe me, I hear that all the time.
Like afterwards?
Yes.
That is hilarious. I never even thought of that.
Wow. Can we get a, can we get that song for Josh?
No.
We can't get Son of a Preacher Man?
I don't have it queued.
No, no, not no. Like right now, but can
for,
you cut out like
next week.
Son of a Preacher
oh, yeah,
Man?
I'll and probably then like forget just cut about
every
it,
time
yeah.
he says anything?
Yeah, I can work okay. on that. Consider it done.
If you don't forget.
So no.
If he doesn't forget.
Let's see. For the firm, blah, blah, blah. There's a guy strapped to a board getting whipped. Okay, they do that, sure. We do that, too.
People pay for that.
Yeah.
Really?
I clicked through that thing briefly earlier, but...
There's something about the anal wall in here. It was kind of interesting.
I wanted, are they saying that one cell thick thing? What
yeah.
is that?
I don't understand what they're saying. What?
I'll take things that aren't physically possible for 100, Alex.
Yeah, right. Like, right. That would mean that your like, shit would explode into your body.
Oh.
Like, one bout of constipation and it's
yeah,
over.
Boom. Sepsis dead.
Boosh.
Sad boosh.
Listen, others attract a sadomasochistic crowd. Why don't we go to my place and I'll beat you unmercifully, drag you around by the hair, break a few fingers, rip off a toe or two, and stomp you with my boots.
Yes, please.
These guys did meet on Craigslist.
Wait, who wrote that letter? Like a raccoon? That whole pamphlet was done by a raccoon. Signed, and it has a paw
print. A gay raccoon
a paw
rapist.
Print. What sounds do raccoons make?
Listen to this.
Do they, like, bark? They don't. They're not raptors. Joel, come on, Joel.
Right. What are these bathhouses?
The pig squeal? With a...
Are the what? Tubs fancy hot tubs or what?
They don't have
most
tubs.
Most of them don't have tubs. Oh. No tubs? Then where do they take their baths? Well, most people
well, actually,
take
they do have hot tubs, and it could be considered a bath.
That
maybe.
Sounds nice.
Anyway, I think raccoons sound like, hey.
This is funny.
Denise, do I have to explain this, Denise?
Can someone make me a sandwich?
Is it like that place in Chicago?
I'm a raccoon.
Yeah,
go to
that is
fuck.
A bathhouse.
Oh, that what
the was place that place? I told you could not go into.
Right. What was that place called?
Steamworks.
That's right, Steamworks.
The steam
which,
hole.
Which every time Valve releases something new on Steam, like the last app they did was called, I laugh at that every single time because I'm immature.
It's a Steam release.
Well, no. Like the last tech addition to Steam is called Steamworks.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just laugh giggle at every it. Time.
Hmm. Abominable sex acts.
So it's
so
just like a club, though, right?
That's no, it's like a fuck house.
Well, no. Well,
no, but.
No. Okay. It's like a place to go fuck. Let me explain this as simply as I can.
Why do your eyes not look like they understand what a place to go fuck
that doesn't
means?
Sound legal.
Okay, no. Well, it is. As long as
it
you're
is?
Not paying for the for oh. the person. You're
yeah,
paying
it's
for
like
the
a hotel. You got a big hotel room.
Right. No, there are booths.
It said in the thing that
oh,
you go to get like a massage and other like things to help you relax.
Dude, there's movie theaters here in town that show porn where the idea is to go there and fuck the people watching the porn.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm not.
That doesn't exist.
Where do you live?
Okay, so Denise, I'm just going to do this simply. Think of a gym. A gym has like a weight room and
yeah.
it has like showers and a locker room.
Yeah.
But with gay sex.
No. Well, yes. Predominantly. but then you take the ratio of showers to working out and then you invert that. So that
more
it's like 90% showers and then one little weight room.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, you gotta,
so there is a weight room? That's
yes,
so confusing.
There is because people will actually go there to work out. And also
it has to be a legitimate business.
Oh.
And it is. You can go there to work out and then take a
and then
long
work out.
Shower.
Right.
A very long shower.
Long.
Brian asks if we can talk about the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles finale. We can't because Josh hasn't seen it yet, but it was
I'm sorry.
Good. It was good. It was bittersweet. I certainly wanted a next season after seeing that. It was a good idea. They had a new idea, something I really didn't expect.
Wow.
Hobizi, we've already answered your question about how we define what a geek is. Long time ago, so
far, far away.
Trekker, have you guys seen Crodman Dune on Comedy Central? I saw the previews for this and I thought it looked terrible.
What is it?
Yeah, I've seen the preview.
Like the
that.
Fake Hercules
just,
show?
I was mostly just like confused by it.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about
okay.
that.
He says it's great. The commercials would tell me otherwise, but I can believe you.
I'll check it out.
Aronaut
Arno Knott says, Joel mentioned they're bringing back those behind the music specials about bands. They blew up, flamed out, and are still carrying on. Blah, 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 blah. My question is, if the podcast was a crazy popular rock band, assuming we're not, what would a behind the podcast hijinks ensue look like? That's kind of funny. What would the Talking Heads moments be? Who has the maddening habits that makes life on the road difficult? Whose addiction leads to the band's inevitable breakup? Who goes on to make a forgettable solo
That's
project?
That's hilarious.
I like it.
Words. Interesting.
I am gay.
And that's the end of that. That's like the iceberg.
No, we pretended for the first half of our career.
Now, it comes out that Josh is not gay and has been playing it up the whole time.
Right. That's like a reverse Rob Halford.
That breaks the band.
I've been fucking chicks the whole time.
No. It's like taking men backstage and begrudgingly having sex with them, wishing they were women because he's got to keep up his appearance.
Right. How and incredibly then self-loathing would I have to be to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That Good breaks God. Up the band because we find out we were like, what? You're not gay? This bit's not going to work.
No, you're a liar.
And I don't like working with liars.
Well, that fact would instantly make all of you homophobic because all the jokes are not cool then.
Anymore, right.
Then I come in and I make you all sign a piece of paper that says, I own the name Guns N' Roses. I mean, Hijinks
and
Sue.
Right, and then Denise moves back to the Philippines and is like a singer, like, or no, like a
comedian.
She'll be
like Wing.
Can I live in a commune? Is that?
Yeah.
Sure.
You break up the band, Yoko.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Wow. That's nice. Harsh. That's real harsh. Whoa.
You see like a warbling fucking duck. Like,
no, it's like that Wing chick that
she
had a South Park episode. Mm. And
don't play it, please, because that shit's terrible.
Click. And then I reform the band cast when I'm 45 with 20-year-olds. Bucketheads in the band. Two of the guys from Orgy. Remember them? Two of those guys.
I thought there were only two guys in Orgy.
Okay, those two guys.
I guess that means that I end up working like on public television, playing like audio bits.
No. You end up on Sesame Street doing puppets.
Why does he end up on Sesame Street?
Dude, that's a pretty kick-ass job.
I think Eli's the one that goes into rehab.
Right. And the puppets was part of his community service coming out of rehab.
Man.
He teaches the other puppets not to do drugs.
I don't want to go back home. I want to play with puppets.
You don't get to pick what happens to you with F behind the music. Life's shitty.
Wah wah.
So then we all get back together. We do a reunion tour of state fairs.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what,
Tom
Hanks picks this up and goes like, you kids got something.
No, we tour with Asia and
take
Europe.
Out the O'Neaters and make it the
worst. No. We cover with Asia and Europe cover bands.
No, yeah. I was going to say... Yeah.
Called Eurasia.
Oh, it's one band that does both.
Idea!
Yes!
Idea explode. A dual Europe and Asia cover band called Eurasia.
That's gold, Jerry.
Jesus Christ.
That is fucking gold.
Somewhere out in the galaxy, hole just went like...
You better patent that
All
shit
the
before
planets
somebody
just got
steals
sucked
trademarked
in.
Right now. Me, I own that. Europe and Asia cover band, Eurasia.
Wow. Oh, that's good stuff.
Baltic Peninsula cover band.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. Let's see.
I would let you accidentally buy an extra ticket to give to me to go see that. Isn't that how I saw Styx that one time?
No, they were all free.
Oh yeah,
they
okay.
were all there was. I think Justin had like 30 of them.
Oh yeah, a whole bunch of us went. Yeah. That was a decent show. Except they didn't fucking
right now?
Play Mr. Roboto because they're cons.
Yes is touring with Asia, and they're made up of the same people.
Fuck.
So like the same guitar player, the guitar player from Yes started Asia, so he plays the entire show.
But his hands get tired.
Next question.
Oh.
We already talked about Pirate Bay. So there's that. A stereotype. Joel, you mentioned Ray Kurzweil on the podcast a couple of times. He's a nut. I assume you read The Singularity is Near or The New Age of Spiritual Machines. Did you know Our Lady Peace made an album about that book called Spiritual Machines?
Oh, really? Yeah. I think I listened to that once and then never listened to it again.
That's good. Is there probably their last good record? Before? Oh, no, they had one after that was good, too. Have you heard about...
Is that the one that has a guy talking between every track?
Yes,
about,
you
like,
just delete
reading?
Those. Just delete
oh,
those.
Okay. I was like,
that
what
is
Ray
Kurzweil, actually.
Oh. I have to go pee.
Go. Be quiet. Have you guys heard about the Kurzweil documentary Transcendent Man? I've not, so now I'm interested in that. TranscendentMan.com. I believe the most proposed technology is genetic nano-advanced AI will probably be used as weapons before we ever see widespread social integration. Thoughts on the singularity might not happen because of the event horizon might its event horizon might kill us first. That's interesting. Me and Alex were talking about this last time when Josh wasn't here. By the way, Josh, congratulations on what was your 10th podcast or
no.
Is it even 10?
No, this is the big 12.
Okay, it's 12. It's good. Yeah. Almost at a baker's dozen.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm probably not gonna be here next week. Check that shit out.
Surprised. Hey, go ahead and get Alex on the phone.
You just can we
she might not be here next week either.
Then get Alex and somebody else on the phone.
Nice. Nice.
Alex and my other friend that looks like me.
I'll get somebody to do it.
Frank?
I can't do one every other week.
Yeah, you can.
I've got sponsors now. I've got to keep them going. Oh, anyway, yeah, that sounds cool. I want to see it. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I mean, the idea that all these amazing technologies that would keep us alive forever would be used to destroy us first? Yeah, probably. Why not?
Yeah.
I like how concerned we are with that. Drum says, are you guys excited about Sit Down, Shut Up, the cartoon from the Arrested Development people?
I have no idea what this is, but now I'm interested.
Have you heard about this?
No.
I think Job's in it, and like Mitch Hurwitz created it.
I'm going to live forever. That's what I love from Job.
Today I saw the one where he escaped out of prison by getting shanked. And at the end, he just goes... Am I still in jail? You're in the hospital. Ta-da! and it's like, yeah, Shank actually would have done a lot more damage, but we found this in your lower intestine. It's the key, and he goes, so close. So close. I am not excited about new cartoons on network TV, because they tend to be pretty horrible. But Mitch Hurwitz, funny. I mean... I believe in it. I'll certainly check it out.
I mean, there has to be a new Clone High every once in a while.
Has there been yet?
Isn't it time?
It's been almost a decade. It's been like
seven or eight.
God, I could watch that whole thing through. That's not true. Oh, Venture. I mean, we've got Venture and Metalocalypse and...
you said on network television, though. Like major network television.
MTV didn't count either then, because they're not
MTV
really...
doesn't count. None of the cable networks count.
Yeah, I mean, other than Simpsons seasons 3 through 10.
At that point, you're left with, like, the Clerks cartoon, which is kind of funny, but Blurf. I can't watch anymore.
No, not funny. You've got Simpsons season 3 through 10. You've got... Honestly, I think King of the Hill is really funny. I don't think it is now, but I think right there in the middle, it hit a stride where it was really fucking funny. Family Guy, arguably... alternates kind of funny and mostly just shocking, you know.
They manage a genuinely funny episode every once in a while.
Yeah, every great once in a while.
The Star Trek episode they just did was actually really funny.
Okay,
did you see that?
Yeah,
you should.
Well, that was pretty funny.
I haven't seen that.
I really thought it was weird that Brent Spiner like did a voice that wasn't his own, and it was really him though. He was like, "I'm Brent Spiner, check me out," and I'm like, "Who the fuck did that?" And then I look, and it was Brent Spiner. That was really bizarre. Also, Will Wheaton said they recorded a whole lot more that actually didn't make it, so he's hoping that'll end up somewhere.
Figures.
Yeah.
Really. It would have to go that way. I mean, only Tasha Yar got killed first. Right. She had, like, half of a line. He had one.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll check that out, I suppose. Okay, I'm glad Denise is back for this. Trep says, what's the craziest thing you've eaten and or cooked, and was it good?
Duck feet, no.
Where we're talking about distilled.
Duck feet, no. When did you eat duck feet?
I've had chicken feet.
When I was in Shanghai for 2 weeks and...
they couldn't have a soup, right?
No, it wasn't a soup. Okay.
Live duck, you chewed its feet off?
Well, no. They brought live ducks to the table, like, tied up, hanging from their feet on a pole, and, like, the girl points the one she wants them to kill and serve us. Which is interesting.
Wow.
Fresh. But one of the... it was very fresh. The duck was great. Like, the meat part.
Yeah.
But
you
for
had the
feet,
crispy skin.
They take, like, a hatchet, and they cut the feet off, like, above the ankle, and they boil that,
And because, you know, they have the webbing on their feet. The cartilage from the bone softens enough that they can pull the cartilage out of the webbing, and then they serve you the webbing.
Is it good?
Wow.
It was horrible. It was like, ugh. Yeah, because I was there with Neil, and Neil and I each decided that we'll split all of the weird shit. Like, he'll eat one thing and I'll eat another. He ate duck head, which looks like a drumstick, except there's, like, eyeballs in it still. Right. And he didn't appear to enjoy that either. Anyway. It's gross.
I've had cow tongue, but I don't really see what's wrong with that. Tastes good.
I've had that
too. Kind of spongy.
That's good, actually.
It's
if it's cooked right, meaty. It's really good. It's
Denise,
good.
Are you saving yours for the end? Because, I mean, obviously yours
I don't
be
really
like...
know what to... I thought we've had, like, threads in the forum about this, and I can't really think anymore.
Pick one.
Okay. Just pick something soup. You've eaten to extinction.
I haven't done that yet.
Don't lie to us.
Okay.
Emperor penguins.
Huh?
Only no. It's the yellow spot on the side there that's delicious.
Yeah, they crack them, they eat them right there, and they throw the rest out.
Nom, nom, nom.
They just eat the yellow spot right. Into the whole thing. Just into the water.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
Seals don't even want them after that part's gone.
Well, no, the seals wanted that too.
We have to get there before the seals
We do it despite the seals, not the penguins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck the seals.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
I think the one thing that that grosses me out still is the bile soup. That's
does it taste?
I've
as
had
bad
it before. It,
it
stinks up the whole house. It actually tastes like you remember like Anthony Bourdain tried it and he appeared to like it, which means not all terrible. But
what about that thing that Vanessa had?
Oh, durian! I've never had.
Oh,
that.
Oh no!
I've never had
durian
that.
Durian smells like rotting meat.
No, it smells like fart. From what I understand.
Yeah, I heard that. It smells like fart so bad that
like
it...
Like rotting meat that farted.
It drove
basically.
My friend...
Andrew Zimmern says it smells like meat that has spoiled.
Yeah,
and
that's probably true.
You're not allowed to like bring it into most hotels and like...
Public transportation.
He tasted it and said it tastes like spoiled meat.
You can buy it from the Asian market frozen.
Blah.
Yeah, because...
I heard the actual fruit is pretty tasty once you get... past the smell.
Which is impossible because that's like 90% of your sense of taste.
My friend had it. They had like a party at her place.
A durian tasting party.
And they thought, they made a big thing out of it. And then they said it basically cleared out the house. They were like, it fucking smells like fart. Like, the house is
oh, I had a fart
dark.
Once.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
You ate it.
It's a fart fruit.
Yeah, I ate farts. a bag of farts.
Yeah, I've never had that, but I heard it's good. So
you never had a bag of farts?
I'll try it. I don't know.
You would try durian?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You'd try it
here. I've tried worse stuff, I'm sure.
I've never eaten anything that I would go like, oh, God, that's gross. Like, I had calamari. I've had, by the way, it tastes like rubber bands.
If it's done well, it's delicious.
I think when a lot of people don't want to try something like that or eat something like that and say, oh, it's just got awful. I've tried the good and the bad because I've had squid and I was like, this is awful. Why would anybody eat this? It tastes like fucking eating just a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Forever. Then I had squid done right and I was like, oh my God.
It's tender and delicious.
It's easy to eat and it's delicious.
It's
because
it's really easy to cook those wrong because they're so delicate.
Yeah, because I had squid that was stuffed with like all kinds of stuff.
Nom,
farts.
Nom, nom. I love
stuffed
squid.
And it was fucking kick ass. But then I had another version of that and I was like, I'm still chewing and I can't seem to stop.
Yeah, that's what I said. I've never had anything exotic. I've had calamari. I've never had exotic
I've never
foods.
Eaten anything just for like
People
wow
give me
factor,
shit
though.
In the forum for... That's not exotic. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh, because you've never been to my house. That's right.
I've never been invited.
Well, but like...
I'm sorry, Joel.
I did appreciate that we actually got to cut into the whole pig the one
that's
time I was
fun.
At your house and just eat it.
Yeah,
like,
that's definitely not exotic, but it's...
It's delicious.
Different.
It was an exotic presentation, but it was you could just gnaw on pig. It was wonderful.
Pig skin, which is like potato chips.
I was actually like, that was delicious and probably totally horrible.
Really
for
bizarre because you bite into it, it's like crunch, 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 and you're like, oh my God!
But it's just like it's like
bursting
pork
with
rinds.
Flavor in my mouth
because it is a
yeah.
Pork
I've had
rind.
Exotic food. I've been to Olive Garden. Talk about Olive Garden in the forum. No.
It's haven't like been there in,
the
like,
house.
Forever.
It's like being at the house of, like, a stereotypical Italian.
Right. So excited to go to Olive Garden.
We were actually
thinking
of coming to your house.
I know Olive Garden's not
good Italian food, but there are things I really like to eat.
Their ziti's really good, actually.
They've got a steak medallion served over
with the
pasta,
cheese on it. Yeah,
it's so
that
good.
Stuff's good.
And they have a tilapia, Parmesan crusted tilapia.
Their stuff's decent.
It's good.
I know it. Like people make fun of it all the time,
real,
but they're not
but
terrible.
It's good to eat. Yeah. I mean, so it doesn't really matter. So moving on. I didn't eat it, but like when you have a baby, they throw up all over you all the time, and eventually it gets in your mouth.
Okay. Oh wow. My god.
Thank you.
I suppose you can make a soup out of that.
I would try to eat insects, I think.
There's certain insects I would eat. I wouldn't eat anything with the legs on. Because I've seen them get stuck in people's teeth, and I think that would freak me the shit out.
Really? Yeah. You should swallow it all down?
No.
I want to try the stuff they fry.
Like fried crickets.
We don't really eat that in the Philippines, but they have it, like, I think in Malaysia or Indonesia or something. I don't know. But they fry it.
If they don't eat it in the Philippines, it's because they don't have crickets in the Philippines.
That actually.
Like they used to.
Yeah, probably. I think whenever it's like the locusts come through.
I need you to answer something for me culturally.
Okay.
Why does Philippines switch from PH to F when it implies
it's a whole
the people?
Semantics thing.
Why?
It's kind of.
Was there a war? Was there a schism?
No, it's just this weird academic thing. From what I understand, anyway, I might be mistaken, but the pH thing, it's the
pH balance strong enough for a Filipino, but
anyway,
not strong enough for the Philippines.
Shut up.
No, it's pretty hot. It's like the difference between fat and fat.
Oh!
Yeah.
Filipino with a pH.
It's like that Zach Galifianakis skit, Fat Jesus. He looks like Fat Jesus. That's what he puts up a card. He says he looks like I look like Fat Jesus, not PHAT Jesus, FAT Jesus. I'm like, oh my god.
Hey, when I finally write your bio on the site for your character, it's gonna say Denise is Filipino with a PH.
Wait, so answer the question now.
Wow.
No, it's a whole semantics, like academic thing, and it's all kind of silly. But if you refer to the people, it's with the F. You refer to the country is with the PH. If you refer to anything that comes from the country, like food or whatever, it's with an F. So I think
dumb.
It's only when you're talking about the
Wait,
country
so
itself.
Filipino food is with an F, but
yes.
Filipino people was with a PH?
No, anything that comes from the Philippines is with an F. Only the word the Philippines is with a PH.
Why can't you just be from somewhere?
Dude, normal? I don't know. Shut up.
Like Texas.
That's what happens when you get colonized by five different nations throughout your whole history. You get all kinds of fucked up.
There are Six Flags over Texas, just so we're clear.
I've been there a couple times. It's fun.
Okay. Jesse says, have you guys seen Commentary the Musical? That was the musical they did of Commentary for Dr. Horrible. I've not seen it yet.
I haven't seen that.
But it sounds great.
I haven't watched it, no.
I don't know anyone with the actual DVD.
I do,
That's
but
a good point.
We should watch that commentary.
We should.
Will we ever see Podcast the Musical? No.
terrible.
Don't count that out.
Suggestions for songs. God damn it, I'm not Inuit. And I scream, you stream. I like that one.
That's a good one.
No, it'll happen, but it won't be us in it. It'll be people that look like
it has
like
to be somebody else.
That are like badass actors.
Because I can't sing. So.
We write the script and they can perform it.
Okay. So Josh is like, when you've got a shit, you've got to take a shit.
And it'll be like
taking a shit.
It'll be like a big taking black a dude singing, like doing
obviously.
A
Josh.
When you're a shit, you will shit all the way.
Yeah.
From never mind.
From Joel's guest bathroom to Joel's other guest bathroom. let's see.
When you're a shit, you take a shit.
Stage freeze.
You do it, you don't say it.
You don't, yeah.
Will you marry me? Is it over?
Stupid.
Is it play over? Cardboard Baby. That wouldn't work very well. It says links to.
It's like this thing won't puke on me at
no.
all. How am I supposed to get my soup? What?
Baby puke soup.
Gross.
That would be soup number 6. Because
yes.
5's already taken.
Yes.
Sure.
Links us to Hustler's Star Trek XXX movie. They appear to have a con. Like a sex con. A Dong Con.
Dude, that picture right there is awesome.
The Oh, wow, there's a trailer.
I want to see.
Can you play it?
Yeah, pause your music and I'll press play while you press play.
No,
I'll just watch it on your computer then.
Okay. God damn it.
Hey, scooch it.
Oh, it's just really not
scooch
playing.
Scooch it all the way.
What is this?
Wait, it's
streaming. It's streaming. Let it buffer. Let it go.
That guy really is doing a pretty good Kirk.
Oh, God.
No, my God. The fuck?
Wait, is this supposed to be a porno?
His eyes are white. It's not going to play right. It's too big.
Is your laptop too old to play this video?
What is this?
All right, I'm going to play it.
Wait, hang on. Here we go.
No, it's like buggy.
All right, I'm playing it.
That's it. That's the whole video. Yeah, it's the
whole video. What?
Yeah, it's actually retarded. I played the whole thing.
Nobody was fucking anybody in that.
Boring.
But they've got kind of like a bronzy, sexy con.
I'm so confused.
Wait, that was supposed to be Khan?
That first guy in the little gold tunic?
Yeah, it's...
I don't see any chicks. This might be a gay porn. Two things. Can Josh light the sequel to Star Trek XXX? He's got experience. Something to add to the resume.
Call me!
What time is it?
It's 12:45.
Alright, we're doing good.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Sure.
There's actually another trailer.
No.
To this movie?
I think so.
To the sex trek? Trek sex?
Yeah.
Sex 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 treks treks? Trex mix?
Checks?
Stop it.
Trex mix!
Trex
checks.
You're
delicious. Why don't you take your clothes off?
40% less fat than potato chips. TM. Did you notice that she says it at the end?
No.
TM at the end. Like it's trademark.
That's so great.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, wow. There is boobies there. Gross porno boobies.
What?
That's horrible.
What is she?
Oh, my God. Oh.
What are you doing?
Hang on.
You're doing porn wrong.
Totally cock-blocked to you. You're like, what are you doing?
Like, no!
I was just about to get there.
I was so close.
I'm so close.
All right. Wow, that guy could not look more like the other guy from Boogie Nights.
God. How old is this?
It was dialogue there.
I'm sorry.
I missed the plot.
Is that where her tricorder is?
Shut up.
I think it's his tricorder.
Oh.
He's got to scan the...
Something. Rings around her anus?
Yeah, like the cavern. Pew!
She froze everybody and she's checking their bungholes?
Sure.
She's
terrible
sexily
noise.
Checking
what is that
their bung
noise.
Holes.
Ugh, she is. She's like rummaging through his crack.
I like how the set is like
terrible.
The corner of a room
that looks about like the sets from Star Trek, the original series.
That's true.
Yeah, pretty much. This could be Doctor Who.
Wait, what just happened? She like fucking.
She's picking their pockets.
Yeah,
their bungs.
There wasn't even like porn. There. It's like need some change.
She's looking for change for the vending.
Away.
Machine.
What happened, Captain?
My anus is tingling.
I like how the view out is like a poster of space.
Space!
Is that what that's supposed
poster.
To be?
What have you done with us? We are not dogs to be shackled in collars.
Those are obedience collars you wear, and as long as you wear them, you will do what I say.
Oh.
Or what?
Or this.
Oh, fuck you.
Who didn't see that coming? Huh.
I think she made him cream.
Oh, wait, maybe he's got the gush. Could be fatal.
Do people really have that kind of porno must? I can't stop ejaculating. He just said, I can't stop ejaculating. Turn that off.
Wow. Okay.
Space trousers. That other guy said space trousers.
Breath gas.
So
that's
so
the title
what would
of this
happen
episode.
If the
space
girl...
trousers.
There you go.
Space trousers.
Oh, fuck. There's a lot of...
Dude, turn it off. Flips. Turn it off right
don't
now.
Don't watch that. That's garbage.
Oh, wow. That is Naked Spock. For sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
hey,
that.
There's
I don't
Kirk.
See that. I don't see that.
Let's
what
the...
What?
Did you see the Kirk and Spock one?
Wait, what?
I don't want to see the Kirk and Spock
yes, you
one.
Do.
Come
I
on.
Don't.
For your fanfic forum that you do this on. There you go. Oh,
wait, come on.
Laptop is dysfunctional.
What the hell? Look at all of those pictures. So many. Ew,
that's
no.
Hot. Oh, that's a classic, though.
That's hot.
I have that hanging up in my living room.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Oh, yeah, that's
on.
Where
I'm
I've
kidding,
seen it.
I don't.
That's
not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay, so here's the weekly sex question. This is stupid. To Eli. Oh, this isn't the sex question yet. Why won't the hobbits get off the road?
Why indeed?
Get off the road!
No, don't encourage it.
It's true.
For why God won't they? Sake. What's their problem?
I don't know, but
they're stubborn little
they're
shits.
To, yeah, because they'll get lost. They don't are not on the road, but they need to stay off the road because that's where the dudes look.
The ringwraiths?
Hobbits!
Hobbits!
Who actually get says off the that road. Line?
Nobody. No. Nobody does.
Is that line not in the movie?
No.
Probably not.
He doesn't
it
say. He doesn't say hobbits. He says get off the road. He doesn't say
hobbits.
He's
off
a
the
hobbit!
Road!
Quick!
He also doesn't say it with a British accent. Like
no, he doesn't. He says,
hobbits! Get off the road!
Oi!
Oi! Vegemite!
Now he's from what are we doing?
It's Trip cute. On the Barbie!
Do you have any idea how tired I am right
oi,
now?
Oi, oi,
oi! Oh my god. what is that? What are you...
Hobarts.
Why are you looking at peacock feathers on women's faces?
Whatever Denise looks at during the podcast
looking,
is more interesting than the podcast.
I'm still participating, aren't I?
Whatever you say. Next question. To everyone, does size matter? I assume you mean dick size. You opened this can of worms by accepting questions of a sexual nature so many weeks ago.
I don't know. I don't take dick.
And there's your answer.
Oh, okay. There's Eli's answer.
For the most part, no.
Do guys want guys with big junk?
Some guys do.
Is that... No, I mean, is that like... Let me rephrase that. Is the... stigma that is associated with straight sex of like big fucking cocks, like is that does that permeate in
yeah
gay
no
sex?
That's it's pretty much the exact same thing
to it's, me that
it's
makes
just
less sense.
It's just as retarded.
Okay, because if you were to say size matters, then to you that means sex is the act of penetration only. There's nothing else to it. That's it. And I think that is a very narrow view of sex.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Anybody else? Nothing?
I don't take cock.
You've got one, though, right? I mean, I assume. I don't catch me assuming.
Well, it doesn't
but...
reach around to get it, to nah. take
wow!
it.
Wow!
So, it's...
How'd you go there with
not
that?
Not big enough, I guess. Then it can't go all the way around. Like a snake.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with you? I love the look on your face right now. It's priceless.
The look on your face was priceless.
Sorry. What?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Okay, so no one's going to answer that one. All right, sorry. I tried. I tried to help you.
I answered it?
Yeah, it...
That makes no sense for dudes.
Why not?
What are you doing?
What is that? What is going on?
Stop
well,
it.
Girls are built with a certain... girth acceptance. Guys would have to get there.
Right. Like, you've never been constipated and then, like, stared at all.
No, I'm
in
saying...
what you left in the
I'm
toilet.
I'm saying guys would have... Yeah, but girls don't shrink up afterwards.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Girls don't resize like a guy would after extreme exertion.
What are we...
So unless you've
I
been...
am... It's 1 a.m. I am so tired. I'm so tired. I had the biggest fucking meal. It was
and
all
eventually
pasta.
You'll be staring at all in the toilet.
In awe.
In
like,
awe. Shock and awe.
Oh, God.
Last
so
question.
Tired.
Very last one.
I'm so tired.
Uh-huh. This is from Jim. Jim says, I'm a Lego geek. What are your favorite Lego themes? Space, castle, city? Do you have favorite Lego space factions? Blacktron. I love the name Blacktron. Discussion of traditional Mexican or Philippine alternatives to the plastic Lego brick is acceptable. What'd you have, Eli? Like, El Lago?
Yeah, actually, we did have the cheap version of Lego.
Duplo?
No, that's still Lego.
Lego makes Duplo?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, it was called a PVC pipe.
That was
Connect. They gave you the little bottle, like the seal and stuff, and it was like, build the sewer system.
Yeah. But then you actually had to build a sewer
system. We're like, yay. Yeah. And then it turns out, like, we're repairing.
Turns out you're doing sprinklers.
You were actually just put to work.
Yeah. Turns out you're landscaping. You have to realize it.
Yay, it's fun.
Look, I built a square. It's like, you're building sprinklers. Let me see. I'm gonna look up Mexican Lego.
And once you get the lawn watered, you can mow it.
Yay!
Hey.
It's like a game.
We're having fun.
Wow.
Let's see. Knock off Lego. I can't seem to find any.
There's something that has the word brick in the title.
Mega Bloks?
Mega Bloks, that's one.
B-L-O-K?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played with some sort of... I think we played with just real bricks.
Again, you were doing masonry work.
Yeah.
You're building
I don't know if you know this.
Rich people training. Live in.
Yeah.
Job skills.
Why do we always play at our rich friend's house?
Right. You were building your rich friend's
He's
house.
He's like... Come and play, Lavorio! And you're like, I have to play with the bricks for another 8 hours, and then I guess I have to go home.
I'm watching them play with Legos. I'm like, that looks so much easier.
Yeah, these are heavy. He's like, shut up and play with your toys.
I never played with Legos. So
I did. I had a Black Tron space kit that I absolutely fucking loved, and I had a Robin Hood castle. Which opened up. Like, it opened up, like, all the walls and everything slid open, and there was, like, underwater entrance with a gate, and man, that shit was great. They didn't have Star Wars Legos.
I didn't realize how expensive those things are.
They are $25 for a medium sized kit.
No, they're expensive now. Back then, they've always been not as much. Now they realize that like older adults are into them, and they've jacked up the price because they're kind of ridiculously overpriced.
You know, they're opening an all-Lego store over here in the mall in Frisco.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
I wanted to go to the Legoland in Chicago when I was there, but it was not anywhere near the rail system, which sucked. I would have to have rented a car.
Okay. We're done. Yeah, we're done. Why does Josh make sexy eyes at the camera every 30 minutes?
Wait, who is asking that?
Cardboard Baby.
Somebody's paying attention.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Are you making sexy eyes at the camera?
What is it called?
I may have gotten some private messages from a few listeners. I don't know.
What is it called in Bring It On? Cheer sex?
What?
In Bring It On.
Cheer sex? I know what you're talking about.
Wow, someone actually caught you.
Cheer sexing.
Game.
Internet flirting.
I've had requests from at least three people during the show.
To show your junk.
Wait. No, actually,
don't know if size matters.
I did have one request to remove my shirt.
You have three to keep it on.
Yeah, and that is not happening.
No.
This is a democracy.
No, this is a cheerocracy.
It is a cheerocracy. I love that movie
so much. Thank you.
So, podcast 51 done. If you're sticking around, you can't really stick around.
There will be tier six.
But if you're going to get the post show, anyone donating at vault.hijinxandsue.com for this month, or anyone subscribing with a monthly donation of $5, $10, $15, or $20, which again is just to keep the dream alive, we'll get access to the post show. The only thing I've got for the post show right now that we can talk about is a list I found of the 15 most kick-ass robots.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Please come back when you get a board. I'm sure Josh will take a nap.
I'm thinking about it.
So check out store.hijinxandsue.com for shirts and prints, and the vault for all your other behind-the-scenes needs and desktop wallpapers, all that cool shit. And thanks for listening. Thank you to Infinistorm.com for providing the bandwidth and the storage space and the reliability for Hijinks and Sue and for the podcast.
You need a whooshy sound. Whoosh.
Go to Infinistorm.com/hijinks to see their special offers for podcast listeners. Thanks for hanging out, and you're my lady of the morning.
fucker.
Wait, oh, where's the camera?
It's right here.
I'm used to it being over there.
Bye, internet. Good night, internet.
Cocksuckers.
Cardboard Baby wants to know if he can have sexy German for his birthday.
Like,
happy birthday. Cardboard Baby.
Well, birthday is birthday.
Actually, they sing happy birthday in what's effectively German English.
Like German pidgin English?
Yeah, it's happy birthday to you.
Shut up, man. Seriously, how that's it comes so cute. Out.
They have their own birthday song, but they often sing the American birthday, but in, like, horrible English.
Ah, that's hilarious.
Wait, what?
Shut up.
No.
We're done.
Damn it.